ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
What? I'm a rapper. I made a beat. And now I'm gonna rap to it, cause it's really, really neat. I got Doug to the right, Steve-O to the left. I need to get something fixed. It's my cleft palate. Can you say that in a rap? It's, can you say what? Cleft palate? Can you reference something
like that? I mean, I guess
like
you
that?
Just did.
I don't know. It could be offensive.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It's Steve-O. Mateo.
Hey. Good
Happy
morning.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. I'm excited that it's not Monday anymore.
Yeah.
Dawn said she was listening yesterday, and it was so funny because we kept going, it's Monday! Monday! So if you'll notice, on our new Music Tuesday list, Steve-O, we have one new Locals rule. It's the last one.
Ooh, okay.
By Allie Robertson or Ailey, I don't... That's spelled
we
correctly.
We got some new stuff.
Look at how Ailey. That's spelled. Ailey.
I have a cousin named Ailey.
Okay, I've never heard that name.
Yeah.
So that's... And then Ailey. The rest of it.
What if it's my cousin Ailey and she got married to...
Ailey, man.
One of the Robertsons and I didn't even know.
Maybe she's an alien.
Yeah, man.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a phone line lighting up.
Okay.
This call is dedicated to our boy Joe Dex.
Static.
Hello, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque here.
Whoa!
How's it going, guys?
I want to punch myself in the face.
What's going on?
Why do you sound different?
Well, it's because I'm actually calling you guys from my landline.
Whoa!
I'm still home. Judy's picking me up a little bit later this morning because we don't have someone riding, so I have a later pickup time.
It sounds old school.
Yeah.
It is, guys. It's an older phone. We just got cheap because this is a landline, and we just have it for emergencies and for regular calling.
Well, you don't have to cuss us out about it.
Nice one, Mateo.
Yeah, Mateo.
Steve-O, is Mateo feeling all right today?
He's feeling fantastic.
I've got something's
feeling
wrong
fantastic.
In my head. I feel really good,
hey,
Matthew.
Guys, my mom says don't talk smack about my new phone now.
Don't smack talk the phone.
Tell your mom I apologize.
He said he's sorry, bud.
Man, fascinating stuff this morning.
Fascinating. Matthew, what do you think about science?
No.
Science? Well... Yeah. I can tell you guys this, science and math, they're like brothers, literally. I found that out when I was in the sixth grade. I was like, you know what? Once my science teacher started making us do math equations, I'm like, you know what? Science and math really tie together.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard.
I wonder science, what it was math, like growing
I mean,
up in that
house. Science can be hard. Math can be hard. But let me tell you this. Science is easy in the lower grades, but once you get into high school, you get into physics, you get into chemistry. Physics and chemistry is a little bit harder.
I have a question.
I have a question, Matthew.
Science related.
If science and mathematics,
mm-hmm.
are brothers, who's their daddy?
The devil.
Who's their daddy?
That's a tough one to know there. I mean,
no, you're supposed to say, I'm their daddy.
Matthew,
because
I have an idea.
Because you're good at science and mathematics.
I have an idea, Matthew. Listen, you know we're a listener-supported station, and we're always low on the funds. Here's my idea. You call in every morning, and you've gathered quite the fan base. Maybe you should start paying us for airtime.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
What do you think?
Well, you know what, guys? I can tell you this. Christmas season's coming up, and I'm starting to get a little bit more money.
Yeah.
I'm considering maybe I might make a donation, you guys.
He's considering maybe, bud.
I feel like you should.
You know, guys, I just got to see if I have the money because I don't have a credit card nor an ATM card.
Yeah, don't do that.
To make the online transactions. Yeah. So the way it works for the donations, I have to pay my mom to use her credit card to do the online donations. So really, it's me paying her.
But the
money's coming initially from me because she won't use her credit card online unless I actually pay her.
Matthew, don't use one credit card. You need to get like three or four.
Nope.
And then what you do is you just put the
three
payment
or four
on.
Cards,
yeah.
You
bounce it.
Bad.
So then when one maxes out, you say, I'll just put this on this one.
Terrible.
And then you never have to use money again.
This is the worst advice
in the
world.
It's incredible.
This is the worst thing
ever.
It's
the American system.
I've been told my mom and my dad always say, you know, too many credit cards, if you try paying one off on the other, it's just going to add more bills.
Well, why would you listen to them when you can listen to me?
Bills is the equal stress maker of our lives nowadays.
Right.
That's true. Doug has.
And we all know it. And then, hey, you know what? Any type of bill, really, even if it's your car bill or whatever, but the car bills are a little bit more serious because if you don't pay your car bill or your note, you're going to get repossessed.
That's true. Yes. I don't think you should get a credit card.
You don't want to be repossessed, guys.
You never do.
But you don't want to be possessed by anything else.
Yeah.
You don't want to get repossessed, and you don't want to get possessed in the first place.
Right.
Two different scenarios.
Yeah.
I have a science-related question for you, Matthew.
Yes.
So listen, it's going to get kind of complicated.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What song do you want to hear this morning?
The song this morning, guys. Let's see. Go ahead. You guys are still have Devastation Reform by Relying K?
We've heard of that.
Yeah.
If you guys can please play that for me, Judy's actually going to probably be pulling up here in a bit, so she has the station on the bus, so
that's
she's
good.
Listening in. Go ahead and play it for Judy this morning, please.
Go ahead, we're playing it for Judy.
Playing
there
it for
go.
Jude's.
For bus driver Jude's.
Guys.
All right, man. There you go. He said, "Oh, Holy Night" by Canopy.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
We're going to do a Christmas song for you, Matthew.
Booyah. It's a great morning. It's Tuesday. We got New Music Tuesday coming up in the 7 o'clock hour on the way. Breaking news and birthdays. If you want to get a birthday shout-out in, studio at mystaticradio.com. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Oh, holy night, the stars above.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hola. It's time for breaking news. Today is December 16th, 2014. The number of the day is 4.4. Guess what it is?
4.
No.
Okay.
Percentage of people who dream in black and white.
Wow.
4.4. Doug, do you dream in color or black and white?
Huh.
What'd he say?
Color.
Color.
Doug. There's two syllables versus black and white.
Color. Color.
That's how I knew. That's how I knew, Doug.
Doug, this is printed out in big font. Thank you. It helps with my old age. My old eyes. They can see this. Oh, lots of news going on today.
Yeah?
Let's read about it. After that incident involving South Korean Airlines and macadamia nuts, the sale of the nuts has skyrocketed in South Korea.
Did we talk about that?
I don't know. What happened with
macadamia
what
nuts?
What happened with South Korean? Here.
Made it seem like we knew, like we were supposed to know, like we
Let's
knew
see.
About
South
it.
South Korean Air macadamia nuts.
This is how we prepare for the news.
I just want to, I want a little more info. Nut rage. That's what they're calling Nut rage. Nut rage imploded the career of a Korean Airlines executive. Oh, I remember. I did hear about this. This Korean Airlines executive lady was on a plane, didn't get the right kind of nuts, and ordered the plane back to the hangar. Like, they had to turn the plane around and go
back.
And now she has been, like, she quit or got canned or something. Canned.
Gosh.
Nuts. Nut rage. 98. Scourge of the underworld. Macadamia nuts.
That's crazy.
Yep. Well, I guess the flavorful macadamia nut was unfamiliar to many South Koreans until Cho Hyun-ya, the daughter of Korean Air's chairman, ordered a flight attendant off of a December 5th flight. That's what it was. I'm sorry. They didn't turn it around. She fired a flight attendant.
Wow.
From New York City after she was served them in a bag instead of on a plate. So she got them. She just didn't get them the way she wanted. The incident made macadamia a household name in South Korea, and with curiosity about their taste, peaked, sales started to boom.
Like a certain brand or just flat out macadamia nuts?
I guess just macadamia nuts. It doesn't identify a brand in this article from NBC News.
That's funny. Just flat out. Like, wait. Pineapple? What is that?
What is pineapple?
I've never heard of this.
What is pineapple, Doug? Is that like an apple mixed with a pine tree?
What? I've never heard of it.
Does it taste like Christmas?
I must taste it now.
Okay.
Hi, all.
Yeah, so anyway, this girl got somebody fired. Anyway, Paris's famous and gargantuan Louvre Museum is slated to undergo an overhaul to make it less likely for visitors to get lost, which is easy to do.
Really?
In the Louvre. It is huge.
You've been
it's
there.
Huge.
That's the, like, glass pyramid thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. We went in that thing, but that's, like, the entrance. But It's there's like wings of that thing that we didn't even see, and we were there for hours.
Really?
Hours and hours and hours. There's so much in there. Because the Mona Lisa and the like ancient Greek Roman statues are all in one.
Is Michelangelo's David in there? Is that...
Maybe.
That's the dude that's like hanging out?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably. I can't remember. But anyway, it's huge. And they have it, like there's exhibits so you can go back into Egypt and see what they did.
Dang.
And all around the world.
All around the world,
it
statues
was crazy.
Crumble for Steve.
No, they don't.
They kind of do.
Not. Nope. Your mental powers are too weak.
A little bit.
If I could train you, then you would be strong.
They quiver.
If you... They don't even quiver.
They like shake a little.
It's just because the wind blows doesn't mean that that's you.
Okay.
You see that light blinking?
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
Oh, wow.
It's my brain.
I need to work on my powers.
South Dakota's Department of Transportation had a snazzy new campaign to encourage drivers not to instinctively overcorrect their steering wheel when their vehicles began to slide on icy roads.
Mm.
However, critics complained about the racy language in the campaign's double entendre slogan, "Don't jerk and drive."
That's right.
So they canceled that.
They canceled
program.
The slogan.
Doug, they removed it.
They yeah. Get out.
Bunch of jerks.
Ah, I see what you did.
Yeah. PetSmart has sold itself for $8.7 billion.
What?
And now you know Plan D.
Sell myself. Yeah, I was gonna say.
For millions of dollars.
PetSmart did?
Yep.
Who bought them?
I don't know. I guess there's only one thing I can do now. Google it. PetSmart. Sells itself. PetSmart sells itself. Let's see who we've sold ourselves to today. If you were PetSmart, who would you sell yourself to?
Not Petco.
Nope.
You don't ever want to give in to your other guy.
Well, they've agreed to be bought by a private equity consortium led by BC Partners.
Know who that is.
Yeah, who knows? Usually it says they own this and this and this and this, but I guess they just decided to sell themselves. Sold out. They're sellouts. Lindsay Lohan says she's enjoying London, has no intention of returning to L.A. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
She wants to live in London.
That's cool.
And God bless the queen. Save her from blessings.
Save her from Lindsay Lohan.
Save her from savings at PetSmart.
No.
I hope the queen doesn't sell herself.
I wonder if the queen bought PetSmart.
Oh, BC Consortium.
Yeah, let's British Columbia. Hello, British.
PetSmart is based in Phoenix. I did not know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Scientific American reports that a rare Australian turtle is close to dying out. It's the only turtle that can breathe through its rear end.
What?
That's pretty special.
That's weird.
You're right. I'll Google it.
I exhale through my butt, like, regularly.
Yeah, that you don't inhale, though.
No.
If you did...
We'd have issues.
Worried. I would be worried. Doug, would you worry about him if he could breathe through his butthole? No? Nah, that'd be fine. Can you say that on the... A new study is underway to determine if passenger jets can be flown safely by just one pilot in the cockpit. Can it be done? We'll find out tonight on Nightline.
Yeah!
No, we won't.
Oh.
A hallucinogenic mushroom was found growing in the Queen's Buckingham Palace garden. What
Whoa.
Has she been doing?
Buying PetSmart.
God save the Queen.
Growing shrooms.
Via mushrooms.
Yeah. Mushroom!
Mushroom snake! There's a snake!
A laboratory in South Korea is doing good business cloning pet owners' dogs for $100,000.
Okay, that's crazy.
We could clone beans.
No, we're
not.
Oh,
Doug! I could clone beans and send them to Timmy Skip.
What do you call that animal, though? Like, okay. God forbid. Let's say one day Beans kicks the bucket.
Oh,
Beans
no.
I know. I love beans.
Beans,
psh, dead.
Yeah.
And some super rich guy comes to you and says, "Hello, Matthew. I love your morning show.
Yeah.
I would love to bequeath upon you."
Don't ever say that word to me. That's offensive.
"Thou hast a kitty named Beans. I shall clone it and repair it for you."
But he's dead, sir!
No. This clone will be exact replica in every way. You shall have Beans again. You shall have Beans again. And then He gives you a cloned version of Beans. Do you call the clone Beans?
Oh, let me see. Franks and Beans.
Just name him Frank for short.
Yes, Doug. That's exactly.
That's what you need to name Panda. You need to rename Panda Frank.
Frank? No.
Frank and Beans.
No, she's a girl. Frank the girl. That would be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
But she looks like Panda.
You need another cat.
Yeah, you're about 2 years too late, buddy. You should get a cat.
Name him Frank.
Name him
Frank.
Name
her Frank.
Name her Frank the cat.
If you guys have a daughter, will you name her Frank?
Yes, we will.
You're like, this is my kid Frank. And my
this is Frank.
Beans.
Frank is a girl.
Frank and Beans.
We're all about that gender equality.
You could call
him
Frankie. Oh, Frankie. Come on. Frankie's cute for a girl.
Frankie Rizzo?
Maybe.
No, I don't want to do that.
Would you clone an animal?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
And you just call it Beans?
Can I tell you why I would clone an animal? That gets me one step closer to a dinosaur. That's the only reason. That's
but
the,
it just would, I don't know.
That's the only reason. That's straight up for me. That's real life. That's
I
the
saw
only
Pet
reason.
Cemetery. I know what happens.
Yeah, but that
when,
was
like,
demon possession.
Your animals come back from the dead. That's clones, bad juju.
Clones are different than demon possession. Well, there has to be. You can't just equate the two.
If somebody cloned me, would you guys call him Steve-O, even though it wasn't really me?
Yes.
Really?
We would call him Steve-O 2.
See, that's where we got 2.0 from.
Maybe.
Does,
what if we called him?
On Friday
we would
night?
Call him number 2.
Yeah, see? She's 2.0 because we cloned the first version of her.
Yeah. When I was in fourth grade, I tried to convince this girl named Summer Keith that I was a clone of myself from the future. It did not work. She played along, though. She thought it was fun.
Oh, man.
I was like, no, you don't understand. I'm from the future.
Wait, why? If you were from the future, why would you be a clone of yourself?
I had to come back in time and fix things.
Okay.
I, myself in the future, had cloned myself because things had gone horribly wrong.
And then
so I had found a way to clone myself
die?
As a kid.
Okay.
And sent myself back to help me make better decisions.
Got you.
This is what I did in fourth grade. Too much Back to the Future and too much Spider-Man clone saga. That's what was going on.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous. Yeah. That was crazy.
Amazing.
The state legislature of Montana has banned the wearing of spandex. So unfortunately for Levi Lesko, those tight jeans are going to get thrown out.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding. He doesn't wear super tight.
He doesn't
tight
wear
jeans.
Super tight, no.
He has those fancy Hawaiian shirts.
He's rocking those crazy Smokey Bear hats.
Smokey Bear?
Yeah.
Who's that?
The bear with the big weird round
Whether
hat.
Popular, corporate, or entitled, culture was named Word of the Year by U.S. Dictionary Merriam-Webster on Monday as a flexible catch-all that can easily identify a subject, idea, or issue. Merriam-Webster defines culture as the beliefs, customs, and arts of a society, group, place, or time. The word was boosted by media coverage and about celebrity culture, company culture, and rape culture, dominating media and public conversations. It was chosen for its large amount of online lookups and significant increase in lookups from last year, said Merriam-Webster.
Mm.
Culture. Word of the year.
I like it.
Culture shock. They probably heard that.
That was really odd to be the word of the year. I was seriously expecting
culture.
Like some crazy, newfangled...
Like
vape.
Selfie.
Yeah.
Or,
That's seriously the first thing I thought. It was stupid vaping.
Vaping.
It was like, yeah, I'm gonna go vape. What?
Doug, do you like to vape?
Ugh.
Doug's not a vapor.
Nope.
But your life is but a vapor, Doug.
I got you. Mm. That was good.
Think about it.
Mm.
Everyone dies, except for me, but a new study says feeling sprightly might suggest a person has more time left than people who feel their age or older.
I usually feel more 7-up-ly.
Older people in the UK who felt at least 3 years younger than their chronological age were less likely to die over the next 8 years than those who felt equal or older to their actual age. This works out for me
this
because
great.
I feel like I'm still 17 years old and I'm an idiot.
Yep. I
every
love
day.
This. This is perfect.
I'm never going to die. Doug, how old do you feel?
Seven.
12, he 12? Said. 12. Is that really what you said, 12?
No. Did you say 7?
Did you say, wait, say it again. 14.
70?
70.
Whoa.
You feel like you're 70 years
he's
old.
He's on death's door,
Doug,
man.
Come on, man.
He's about to go.
He's knocking. Doug said he's knocking.
We will accept resumes for a new producer.
He wants to hug his friend. In this case, his friend is death.
Yeah.
Doug, don't hug your friend.
But if you do... make sure you play Twister and Battleship and all these crazy things, because then he'll let you get out. Trust me, bro. It worked great for Bill and Ted.
Let me tell you something right now. You never play Twister with death.
What?
You don't play Twister with anyone except for me. And maybe Steve-O.
Just saying.
Got it? All right.
If you played Twister with me and Teo, that would be
Can we just not talk about death? I would rather die. It would be the most exciting game of our lives. It would be like the Hunger Games up in here.
Yeah.
We would be, people would be, gosh, it'd be nail biting.
Yeah.
Be a nail biter. A Polish Rubik's Cube master beat his own record by solving a puzzle in 21.17 seconds while blindfolded.
Wow.
Marcin Kowalski, or something, who held the previous record for blindfolded Rubik's Cube solving with a 23.19 second finish, memorized the cube and completed the puzzle in 21.17 seconds at a speed cube competition in Poland.
Do they tell you, like, hey, this is the yellow side?
I don't know. He did it blindfolded. Well, you can.
I know, but
okay.
I mean, like.
Do you know what John.
Algorithm.
Do you remember who John Schneck was? Do you remember John Schneck? John Schneck was the guitar player in Reliant K for a while?
Yeah.
And he has started something incredible. Look, you can just Google this man and his face pops up. That's pretty neat. But anyway, he's doing. Have you seen this?
Nope.
Cubiversity. What could it mean? John Schneck is raising funds for Cubiversity. Cubiversity is this class that you can take that teaches you how to do Rubik's Cubes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he's totally killed it on his goal. He's done really, really well. Cubiversity is the best Rubik's Cube instructional experience, period. Master the Rubik's Cube through song, story, and interactive video.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he's got these...
He got so much money out of that.
I know. It's really cool. I'm proud of you, John Schneck. You'll never hear this, but I'm proud of you.
How do you know? He could listen.
No, he doesn't.
He could totally
John,
listen.
Look at it. Look at his little avatar here with this,
awesome.
This stuff. That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, Cubiversity.
Wow,
look it up. Remember the story last week about the widow who donated her wedding rings to the Salvation Army? Do you remember that?
Totally remember that, yes.
Another anonymous donor is stepping up to buy the rings for $21,000 so she can return them to the generous owner.
Wow.
The diamond engagement ring the woman placed in a kettle in Boston with a note that the jewelry store be sold, or that the jewelry be sold, and the proceeds used to buy toys for needy kids. Oh, I remember that. Was valued at $1,500 on its own, but its new buyer is shelling out more than 10 times that for the ring and the wedding band that goes with it. The buyer is also a widow who says the rings should go back where they belong.
Wow.
Massachusetts Salvation Army major said the rings got multiple offers, but the $21,000 bid won out.
Woo! That's crazy.
Man, that's nuts. Hey, that's nuts, y'all.
21 grand, and it's going back to the original widow. Would you sell the rings again? I'm just kidding.
Would you sell them again or would you throw them into the
like,
ocean?
Heck yeah! Got my rings back! Man, these sell for 21 G's. I wonder what I could do this time.
Oh, no. Rumors that... How do you say Obama's daughter's name? Malia. I'm an idiot. Rumors that Malia Obama is pregnant have been zipping around the internet after a satirical website published a report about the president's daughter that many people mistook for the truth.
Oh, man.
The story about the reported pregnancy came from Empire News and was actually published back in November, but started to gain traction this week when it was shared on a fake Fox News page on Facebook. The report claimed that Malia Obama was a few months pregnant and that the father's identity had not been disclosed. Empire News is a site similar to The Onion, with a number of fake news stories. Other fake stories include the reported bin Laden shooter being attacked by street thugs after trying to collect a debt from a neighbor, and another story about retailers starting to refer to Christmas as Presents Day, which I'm sure I will see in the next week or so on my Facebook.
Yes.
Presents Day. Oh, man. Tell people what they should do on Facebook, Steve-O, since you don't have one.
I don't have a Facebook.
Tell them what they should do.
Get rid of it.
No. Tell them you fact check everything.
Oh, you fact check everything,
that's what
guys.
You do. That's what you do.
I don't have one.
Why not?
Because I'm not a fact checker. I just take everybody at their word.
Okay.
So that's the reason why I don't have a Facebook.
I mean, that sounds different than when I thought you didn't have one. The Backwoods Bandits were dumb enough to rob a family of heavily armed Alabama residents, three guys. who decided they were going to do this got caught. And, oh my gosh. Okay, but I can't understand this story. So you have these, they were dumb enough to rob a family of heavily armed Alabama residents who caught them while being interviewed.
What?
About the burglary. The victims of the home break-in near Warrior, Alabama. Yes, there's a town called Warrior, Alabama.
You don't steal from somebody who lives in Warrior.
Caught the alleged intruders Sunday afternoon and held them at gunpoint until cops could arrive. The victims were being interviewed about the break-in when the alleged burglars drove by their home as they fled from a different break-in. The victims said they recognized the burglars from home surveillance video.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guys got arrested. Criminals are the smartest people in the world.
Oh, man.
Warrior, Alabama.
That's got to be the dumb criminal of the week story right there. That's amazing.
Okay. I'm getting text messages about how I pronounced Malia. Goodwill employees discovered a grave error Friday at the chain store in Lafayette, Indiana. Sorting through a sizable lot of donated household items, they found two small white boxes filled with cremated human remains.
Whoa!
Each ash-filled box was marked with a name and date, which was used to reunite the dearly departed with their next of kin.
Gosh!
That's good stuff.
That's just... Okay.
Oh, gosh. Is it... Okay. Finally, if you believe automotive technology is developing faster than humanity can keep up with comprehending it, this news story will prove your point, so get ready. A couple in New Zealand almost didn't make it out of their car alive when they couldn't figure out how to exit it. Oh. Their inability to exit their Mazda had them locked inside a keyless car for almost 13 hours.
What?
A series of events led the couple to believe they were stuck in their newly purchased Mazda 3 hatchback in their garage with no way of escape. The remote keyless entry fob was outside the car, and the car manual was left in the house. Rather than thinking to unlock the vehicle the traditional way, as it has been done for decades and decades and decades, the couple attempted to break through the glass with a car jack and honking the horn.
Wow.
They were discovered by neighbors the next morning. The couple naturally blamed much of their confusion on about how keyless entry works on their dealership salesman, because he didn't tell them how it worked.
Oh, man. Incredible.
Keyless entry just stuck in there 13 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Quick look at traffic?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, we have traffic lights flashing red at Coors and Sage.
Mm.
And we have road construction, Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. It looks like the grand opening for Paseo del Norte at 25 is happening today.
Yes.
That's what this little thing shows. But the right lane is closed due to construction at Paseo del Norte West in San Pedro.
Good. That's good.
So I'm disappointed. Doug, I'm disappointed.
Yep. There you go.
Anyway, that's your look at traffic. And let's move on to birthdays with Doug because we're running late and it's my fault.
Good job, news guy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Sorry, man.
No, it's all good, man.
No, you're all good.
It's all right.
No.
It's not like we have four lousy birthdays today.
Oh. Yay!
Today, December 16, 2014, day 350. There are 15 days remaining in the year. First up this morning. It smells, huh?
That's the heater, huh?
Yeah.
I think they turned the heater on. What is that?
Remember
ZZ Top's birthday?
Yes.
Nice.
Billy Gibbons.
Yeah. Billy Gibbons' birthday.
The guitarist.
60.
65
is correct.
Wow. Nicely done.
Look at you.
It's 2 days in a row I've gotten the very first one.
Oh. What?
Ah! Which boy is it? Which boy to man is it?
Oh, no.
Is it the one that sings bass?
It actually is.
It's Mike?
It is.
Good job. Good job.
I nailed it.
Michael McCary.
Don, yes, I'm doing good today.
We belong together.
Talking easy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that I'm right.
Sing it with passion. You sound like a dish rag.
Why would you play with my heart? Why do you? My heart.
Keep going. You don't know these words.
I don't remember.
You impassionate loser.
Never die.
This is what happens
how
when you become a man.
You love
forget
me,
the words,
forget the,
voice,
forget the words of your boyhood.
Say goodbye.
Don't grow up.
When I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. At least I must try. I'm just gray down and die.
Whoa.
Play with my head, though I'd rather be dead.
What?
Yeah, what? What?
This is depressing.
What? Have you never listened to the lyrics?
No. This is. Let me tell you what happened to me when this song came on. I was too focused on being an eighth grader and slow dancing with a girl, which was terrifying.
I was too focused on being 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, when this song came on, it was like, oh, no. Oh, no. And you started sweating. You're like, oh, no. And then you would have to figure out who you were going to try to dance with and then face rejection. So you had to have a list of, it's like, well, I'll try that. Nope. No, she's already dancing with somebody. Oh, nope. Okay, I've got to hurry. Who's my fourth alternate? Fourth alternate. Okay, they're still sitting over there. And then the song would be over, so it wouldn't matter. It was a journey, man. I don't know what this guy's saying. I don't think he knows what he's saying.
He said, girl, I know you really love me, you just don't realize.
Let me listen.
It's only your first time.
I'm just saying, man. I want to listen.
The girl just doesn't know, man.
Listen to me. He just stretched maybe into like a minute and a half.
Mike's not even in Boyz II Men anymore.
No. Nope.
What happened to him?
I don't know. They're like, we don't need the bass.
They kicked him out?
Yeah, dude. He hasn't been in there for a while.
This was always my favorite guy. Because he's singing so strong. He's like, he sounds like he's going to die.
He's like straining.
He's on the brink of death. And he's like, He's so close to just dying. Okay, how old was Mike, or how old is Mike, former member of Boyz II Men? Did he age out?
He didn't age out. They just, it was, I think 2 was his last record.
Okay.
I think, I wasn't really into Boyz II Men.
How many records do they have, Steve-O? How much were tickets to the reunion? That's a better question.
Oh, dude.
You hear the death guy?
Yes.
He's going nuts.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, I gotta get all these words out right now because I'm about to pass out.
Yeah.
All right. He's 42.
46.
43 years old.
Ah! That's right there, Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike. Maybe next time.
Bass.
Next up, an American actor. He's best known for his role as Detective Ray Curtis on Law & Order. He's also been in movies such as Miss Congeniality, Demolition Man, Blood and Blood Out, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball, Traffic, Despicable Me 2, and he was in
24.
Private Practice and 24.
I don't know his name, but I think I know who you're talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Was he the love interest in Miss Congeniality or whatever?
I think so. I think he
was Benjamin Bratt?
Yes. Jeez.
How much do you like Sandra Bullock movies, Steve-O? Do you need to tell
almost
people
as much as he likes Boyz II Men?
Do you like to listen to Boyz II Men while you're watching
Sandra
Bullock?
You know what, guys? I'm just securing my manhood.
Is that what that is?
Okay.
Is that what that is?
I'm married, y'all.
That's right.
All right. My wife likes stupid girl movies.
Yeah, like NASCAR. You love Boyz II Men, and you love Sandra Bullock movies.
You said Private Practice. I remembered Benjamin Bratt. Okay.
Look. Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Bratt is 46.
He is 44.
51.
Nah. Okay.
Cranston.
The American actress, musician, and former model.
Anna Gunn.
She played Jane. Breaking Bad.
Kristen Ritter.
Yes!
Yeah! Mm-hmm. She's going to be Jessica Jones in the Marvel Netflix series.
We're nerds and we are very excited.
Yeah.
She was in the trifecta, Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girls, and Veronica Mars.
Wow.
She was in a show called Don't Trust the Bad Word in Apartment 23. Yeah. I think they just said the B.
Because it rhymed.
Yeah, Don't Trust the B in Apartment 23.
Don't forget about 27 Dresses, Steve-O.
Oh, Steve-O.
Hey, guess what, guys? I've actually never seen that movie.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Now, listen, that show, the Don't Trust the B show, That show was hilarious.
I remember before it started and Cranston was doing, like, promotion for it for her.
Dude, it was funny. What's James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek played himself.
What?
In the show. And it was like the, just the lamest
version.
Yeah, it was like the ultra-realized movie star version,
yeah.
Deluded movie star version of James Vanderbeek. And it was hilarious. You should watch that
show.
And
then that show died.
And then it got canceled.
And now she's in a Marvel show, so who cares? She's Jessica Jones.
She could do what she won't.
Yeah, she's Kristen Ritter,
y'all. She could do what she won't.
34.
She's 32.
33.
Ah!
Ridiculous.
The number one song for today.
That's all of the birthdays?
That is.
Man, it's a good thing news.
Somebody took forever on the news.
I'm glad it did. I got this. Let me think.
It's got to be
2013. 2011.
Oh.
2013, Steve-O?
Wait. Yeah, this is Firework. This is 2013.
Yeah. 2010.
Oh, man!
Whoa! Firework was 2010?
Yeah, it's when I moved up to Nashville.
Today is chocolate-covered anything day.
Yeah!
Everything is happening so fast. It felt like just last year I was hearing Firework for the first time and jamming. I was just jamming it out.
2010, man. That's when that went down.
Wow! Bam, bam, bam. All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, it's New Music Tuesday. We got a ton of new music for you. We're really excited.
Wicked, wicked,
and this week, our boy Fernando Ortega, he's going to be throwing down at Calvary Albuquerque this Wednesday. Tomorrow night, right here. He's coming in studio today to hang out with us, talk about the show tomorrow night, talk about music and what's going on in his world. So we'll get to that. It's all on the way on Team Austin Morning Party.
Oh,
static.
It's a talk.
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morrow!
Tuesday. New Music Tuesday.
It is here.
It is.
As promised.
Yes.
All the jams!
Most of them are lame!
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. It's Christmas. It's really hard to find new music around Christmas.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah!
Music and whatnots.
Music.
We got a lot of music for you this morning, none of which I've heard.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. If you're just joining us, New Music Tuesday, it's our one-hour hang session where you get to vote on all the new jams. We get so much new music day in and day out that it's hard to keep up. And it's hard to listen to it all because it all just kind of melds together by the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure we'd give you a chance at voting and picking new music for Static Radio. Why not?
Let's do it.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We also like to highlight local artists. So if you're a local artist, you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, just send it to us. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a locals rule section at the website. You can upload an MP3, give us a band bio. We're going to play your jam. We're going to play your jam. First up, is this a local to Albuquerque artist?
I'm not sure.
Submitted through Locals Rule?
You know what, let me pull up the email here.
Her name is Ailey Robertson.
Ailey.
Makes me happy because my cousin Tejas, her name's Ailey.
Tejas. Tejas.
Strong.
I don't know if I can get to it. It might be in my email. I think it got forwarded out of here and then deleted.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
This is... I know it's just the first single,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted us to play it.
Okay.
To see how it went. Let's see. Okay, I found it. Please find attached the outside tracks new... okay. I guess, okay, the Ailey Robertson goes by the outside track. And I just saw this.
Okay.
And it just says, the lyrics deal with faith and hope. We thought that it might be of interest to your station.
Okay.
And it launches today. So it's a Christmas single. It's called Get Me Through December, and it's by the outside track.
Ah, gotcha.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Rocking it? Yes. Here we go. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
There's no divine purpose that brings freedom from sin. And peace is a gift that must come from within.
The outside track.
I've looked for the
Get me through December.
That will bring
It's funny, I was just thinking that.
What? Get you through
just
this
Get me
song?
Through this.
Let's see what people had to say.
She has a great voice.
Travis says, really good voice. He digs it. Tracy says, very pretty, but not really static stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Bill Peterson is asleep and yet somehow found the ability to post on Facebook.
Maybe he was going to post and his forehead hit the Z button.
I feel like it comes with old age, that ability.
Yeah.
To just check out and go to sleep but still be functioning.
He was about to start typing zany.
Zane.
He just fell asleep with his pinky on the Z.
Laura says, nice. Katrina says, pretty, but not for static. Joel the Nanny says, she's not a fan of her voice.
Okay.
But it's a pretty song. Matthew Lopez says, no!
Gosh, guys, she's just pouring her heart out to
she
you.
Just wants to get through December. Just What's wrong with
it's
that?
It's cold. It's a hard month.
It can be
for
depressing.
Some. Yeah. So she wrote an uplifting song to get her through. Oh. It's just
a close friend of mine said they weren't sure if they wanted to slit their wrist or play or learn how to play the accordion. They weren't sure. We'll help you make that decision.
Always the accordion.
Always leniency. Always leniency.
Get me through December. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Moving on?
Moving on.
Okay. All right. Next up, we're just going to go down the list?
Yeah.
All right. These guys are known around these parts.
Yes.
Esterlin?
Esterlin is a band that many of us have heard from and heard of. This band is super missions focused.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff going on with them. So check out what's happening with Esterlin at their Facebook. I'm going to link it.
There you go. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. The song is Break My Heart. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. It won't let me play
Why won't it play it?
I don't know. It won't let me play it.
Try again.
I just tried. It's saying that I can't.
That's weird.
Because it's set for a future time. Yeah.
But it's past that time.
And it is past that time. So I just don't.
You want to skip it?
I just want to play it. I just really want to play it.
New guys. Automation, guys.
Just really want to.
This is what happens.
Try and get through. I'm going to play it this way.
Do it. There it is.
New automation system, everybody.
Again, this is Break My Heart from Esterlin.
Steve Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Esterlin, Break My Heart, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Bill says, the opening dialogue of two fumbling DJs was a really cool spin. Never heard that before. Cool melody. K-love-ish, though. Stefan says, the lyrics sound like 10 different worship songs mashed together. Not gonna lie, it's kind of boring.
Okay.
Matthew says, not bad. Meh, meh. Joel the Nanny says, these guys are awesome. I dig it. Thebe says, you lost me at ... Lynn. And Jeff Gordon, the race car driver, says, dig. He also says, please play more rap and R&B.
Yeah!
That's all I have to live for.
He sent us an email, actually. Did you see that?
I did.
Digging on that normals.
The normals.
That was circa like 2000, by the way.
Yeah, I remember
Just
that.
Just a jam.
I remember that band.
Brought that song from way back.
He did. He brought it back for you, Jeff Gordon.
I love
Because you
normals.
Like Lecrae so much.
I love the normals, guys. Keeping it going on this new Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the jams. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Next up, the band is Mountain Sounds.
Mountain Sounds.
Mm.
The song is Find That Man. Celeste actually found the song the other day.
Nice. All right.
Thought it was cool.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve Moss, Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Find that man.
Find him.
Mountain Sounds. Digger to Barrett, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Let's see what everybody has to say.
It's a groovy little tune.
Groovy.
That they found, that they created in Guatemala.
And an abandoned orphanage.
Yeah.
Bill Peterson says, I will say this. Celeste has an amazing ear for really great tunes. Just don't know if it's her left or right ear.
Hey-o!
Really dig. Jeff says, dig it. Matthew says, not bad. Jared says, dig for reals. Awesome. Stefan says, chill voice, nice harmonies, good rhythm. I'm in. Joel the Nanny says, interesting sound. I kind of like it. And Thebe says, fantastic.
Yeah, you found information on them. Those guys recorded this in abandoned orphanage, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, one guy's from Portland. The other guy's from, like, across the world. Guatemala.
That's cool.
So they recorded it in an abandoned orphanage. And it's pretty, it's a neat story.
Yeah.
We tagged their Facebook, so you can go check it out for yourself.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Going to keep it going with the music.
Yes.
And your voting skills.
In your votes.
Yeah.
You can get in your votes if you would like.
Is that your Guatemala voice? Or dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What do people from Guatemala sound like?
I have no idea.
I wonder what they sound like.
Guatemala.
Yeah. Wata wata.
Yeah, just like that.
This next song is a Christmas track from Joshua James, his cover of We Three Kings.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
We Three Kings of Orient are.
Joshua James, We Three Kings, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yes.
Tell us what you think.
I want to see what people think.
Well, yeah.
Only one person responded.
It's because it's Christmas.
Annette says, wow, awesome, love it. Thebe says, good Christmas morning song. Katrina says, I like it.
All right. From We Three Kings to Capital Kings.
Yeah.
All right. DJ Bossman Dan loves this band.
He does.
Huge fan.
Big fan of this band.
We thought we'd grab a new one from them, see how it plays out on Static. Tell us what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Brand new music from Capital Kings.
That's right. Also, Nate Heitzik, a big fan of this band.
Yeah, yeah. And your boy Teddy used to drum with these guys.
He did.
Now
he toured
Family
with them for a while.
Five. Yeah. So there you go. Tell us what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Capital Kings, song called In the Wild, straight from the Blade Trinity soundtrack. That was when he was chopping the vampire's heads off, and it was all like, doots, doots, and it was
crazy. We hope you've enjoyed this corner of The Matrix Reloaded.
Daniel! Gosh. Oh, the phone lines for the first time this morning. It was like, I know, I have to call. Static!
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, how much did you like that?
You know what? I would rather swim in the Hudson River.
When I heard that song, I was like, I said, man, this makes me think I'm at a rave.
Yeah.
And then Doug said, you want to go with me to a rave? And I was like, yeah, I want to go to a rave.
There you go.
Yeah, let's bury that bad boy.
Thank you. Thank you so
right
much.
Right on. Love you guys.
I love you too, bro. Bye.
This is what is terrifying to me because I'm about to read to you the comments.
Really?
Let me refresh here.
Okay. Oh, this is real life.
JD says, Mom, where's my glow sticks?
Mom!
Steven says, ha, I didn't expect Tiesto this morning. It's all right. Thebe says, I like Daniel. This is good. Shayna says, dig. Annette says, Night at the Roxbury. This is Pat, by the way.
Oh,
Pat
hi.
Lopez.
Hi.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Your Facebook says Annette.
It's his wife.
Yeah, man, that's confusing. Laura says, fine, dig. Bill says, finally, totally dig. Remember the popcorn song from 1969? Of course you don't. That's right, Bill. Of course we don't. We weren't around then. How old are you? Come on. How do you even know how to work a computer? Kevin says, glow sticks. Casey says, no, thanks. Caleb says, very, very, very deep.
Okay.
Jeanette says, dig. Could do without the intro. How do you differentiate the intro of that song? Where's the line? What? That's confusing to me.
Straight up.
When did the intro stop?
I don't
Matthew says, JK not bad because first he wrote, this isn't a rave.
Oh, man. Shout out to JD and Portales. We met a pastor from Portales.
We did.
This last week in JD. He was a great dude. His name's Kelly.
He's going to find you.
Shout out to Kelly out in Portales.
Woohoo!
Phone lines are jammed. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
So that song was beyond all reason. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Oh, my goodness. It was like a great shot of espresso in the morning. Here I am driving, you know, hands-free, whatever. But it was wonderful. It was awesome.
Okay.
I don't know how many times, like, in the morning I've heard, like, this morgue song. And, I listen to Static Radio because I'm a Christian. And
yeah.
You know how that goes. And
yeah.
And then I want to hear this. Oh, wine, cry. It's like, oh my gosh, get off the radio. It's too early for that, okay? Yeah,
so put on your diaper,
go away.
So you're like, she would rather just hear a dance beat and no words.
I like it. All right.
Well, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It totally put me in a great mood. It was awesome, you guys.
Okay.
Glad you're in a good mood.
Okay, so don't bury it. And I would love that at least once or twice a week.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Okay, cool beans. Have a great day.
Cool
you too.
Beans.
All right.
Okay,
she just
bye.
Insulted
bye.
My cat.
She said,
did you hear that?
Espresso and cool beans.
Espresso and cool beans.
We lost line two because maybe they were just like so elated with line one that they were like, yes. They liked it? Doug, are you serious? They wanted to say the same thing. Okay.
All right.
Producer Doug says they loved it on line two as well.
Hey, let me tell you something. Look at me in my face. We are old. Old school.
Apparently.
I can't keep up with you kids and your raves anymore. I can't go out to the club at all hours of the day.
I like
especially at music. 7:32 in the morning.
Look, I like music that's like driving, you know, that's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but you need to put your diaper back on.
This is... I like rock and roll music. Music that gets me going.
Back in my day, they played actual guitar. When they stood on the stage, they were doing something.
Yeah, because I just realized Teddy played drums for them, but that was probably the only real musician on stage, right?
I think so.
The drums, and he's just going along with the tracks.
Oh! Now see, that would be fun.
Yeah.
If you were a drummer and you were just playing along to that, you could do anything.
Yeah.
You could do anything the entire song.
Ugh. Static.
I got to tell you guys, good morning.
Yeah!
Wooly!
I love you guys. Okay,
you.
So real talk, I woke up this morning at 6:15. You know the song that was playing at 6:15?
What?
Damien Rice.
How did you feel?
You know the song? I don't know the song. I just know I looked at it. It was Damien Rice. Yeah. I was a little too early. And then I fast forward to about 2 minutes ago. I feel like I just walked out of Braveheart. Like, everybody's just dying, and there are Scottish accents everywhere, and kilts. And it was wild, man.
Kilts flying around.
Who was
I'm thinking that somewhere
Braveheart?
In between the two, that may be a good place.
That movie you're talking about is called Raveheart. And,
Raveheart! You just made my day with that. That just made my day.
It's Raveheart. It's called Raveheart. And there are no battle axes. It was just glow sticks.
Hey, can we greenlight Raveheart right now?
Yes.
Hollywood executives, can it be a retelling?
Yes.
A dance-based retelling of Braveheart.
I love it, all right? So that's what it is. It's called Raveheart.
They'll never take our freedom!
Yes. We just need to hear that song again and talk about what we're going to do with our new movie.
Damn. Raveheart. Who stars in Raveheart?
Raveheart stars...
Who takes the role for Mel Gibson?
It stars Logan Lerman from Fury, and he battles an ancient evil in the form of Shia LaBeouf, also from Fury.
I like this. Okay.
And he's old school, and he wants to keep things like club-based, like he wants it to be his thing. And then Logan pops up and he's like, no, man, we gotta be free. There's new forms of expression. There's new dance moves. We've gotta do this. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. And then everybody comes out with like glow paint on. Little do we know, plot twist, this is one of those silent clubs. Because this whole thing's taking place within headphones. You know what I'm saying?
You have to wear the headphones for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely going on.
Totally.
Oh my god, I'm so down. Let's do it.
I mean,
we have different clans that are battling.
Absolutely.
We'll have like
instead of battles.
Just come out of nowhere with like this massive army.
Right. You have to have Wesley Snipes. He has to be the head of one crew with a sword.
Wesley Snipes?
For some reason, his sword glows like a
glow stick.
You're
going to look over, you're going to see Neo and Trinity sitting at a table just chilling.
Just chilling.
Sunglasses on.
Because they don't have to take part, they're just watching.
It's going
to
be
awesome. They're there for the show. So,
and then the cast of Step Up 3D is going to show up.
Oh, so good.
The whole cast.
I love it.
I think we could probably get Pixar to sponsor this.
Yeah,
I think they're on board.
Raveheart. Raveheart. Come in.
Raveheart.
Raveheart. Raveheart.
You're welcome.
So done.
That just happened. I love you, Wooly. I love you. All right, you too. He's
bye-bye.
Our muse, man. When he calls in, things happen. Like Raveheart.
Raveheart.
I'm busting out my JNCOs. Man, I got this.
Man, that's
crazy. Did you
crazy.
Ever sport JNCOs?
No.
You just didn't live then.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I had three people living in my pants.
Enough said. I'm glad I didn't live.
They were huge!
That would have been crowded in there. Even with JNCOs.
I had to duct tape the back of my shoes. So that I wouldn't, like, trip over the bottom of my pants.
Lots of planning went into wearing JNCOs. Lots of forethought.
Good old JNCOs.
Good old JNCOs. Dedicated to Chrissy.
Gosh, shout out to Capital Kings. They are truly the kings of our imagination.
Oh, so there could be a character wearing JNCOs, and then, like, everybody thinks he's going to lose, but then he gets down and starts spinning, and people just fly out of his pants. And then it's a dance troupe. They're like, foo, 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 six people just came out of that guy's JNCOs. And then they're tear-away JNCOs, so he tears them away, and they've all got on similar clothing.
Oh, man. Incredible. I just loved it.
What's a rave?
The best part is we seriously just re-got through Capital Kings. That was the whole song over our synopsis of our brand new film, Raveheart.
Raveheart, coming to theaters March 2015.
Static!
Hello.
Yo, Dougie Doug.
No.
This is you're actually, back on you, the actually air. You made it to the air.
You skipped Doug.
We skipped him. We went straight to air.
Straight to air.
Yeah.
Bypassing Dougie Doug. All right. Well, Chuck Norris wears the JNCOs.
Chuck Norris wears the JNCOs?
Yeah,
so
and they're not
school?
JNCO regular everyday JNCOs. They're JNCO spies.
JNCO what?
I don't
JNCO
even
spies.
Know. That's so, yeah. All right. I'm down.
Well,
you haven't sold them to
there
me,
was,
buddy.
There were JNCO cannons, and that had like the Funky J.
Yep.
Like all bubbly.
Yep.
I don't know.
Good old JNCOs. Yeah. Gosh.
JNCO Jeans.
There you go. Thanks, Jessica.
Right on, yeah. So, hey, bury that song.
Okay. We're going to play it again for a third time.
We'll play it for you.
We're going to play it again.
Okay. Let's play it again.
Yeah, I know it's New Music Tuesday.
Wait, who are you calling? We can't do this right now.
We're doing
it. We can't do this
right
now.
We have to. I'm inspired by this song. We're playing it a third time. Everybody loves it, guys. This is the new sound. This is the new sound. Please answer the phone. Please don't be at work already. Come on! Don't fail me, Brodus!
Fail. He's at work.
He's probably at work because he's got a real job now.
Joey Belville never answers the phone.
He doesn't.
Trust me, I would know. I am his phone.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. Hey, you know what else is weird? Love.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1
for more
options.
He's the funniest man in the universe. Joey, your voicemail is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Joey, you needed to answer the phone. We're trying to pitch you a new movie that you're going to star in and do the soundtrack for, obviously. Come on, it's the Echoing Green. They got to be in Raveheart.
It's Raveheart is the name of the movie. It's a modern interpretation of the modern film Braveheart.
We just came up with this.
Yeah, it's
Where
pretty.
Where are you?
It's pretty good.
Gosh, fail. Fail. All right, call us back. Joey Belville.
Man.
Yeah. Braveheart's about to be 20 years old.
Wow.
So for the 20th anniversary, huh? Sequel, Raveheart.
Raveheart.
It's happening, guys.
We gotta celebrate.
We should totally move on.
Okay.
Gosh, this Capital King song is just... Okay,
stop. It's still going.
Yeah, it was. That was the third time. We can totally switch gears completely.
Mm-hmm.
This next artist, Worship, good stuff.
Yes, brother of Michael Gunger, everybody's favorite right now. I believe this guy's name is David Gunger and some other guy. They have a band called The Brilliance.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The song is I'll Be There.
I'll be there.
Don't you know, baby, yeah. Yeah, okay. Seem awesome morning party.
In the club.
Static. The Brilliance.
Hey.
I'll be there. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Phoebe says, lots of stuff going on. Think it might be too much.
Okay.
Peter Bill says, now this is awesome. This is Static. Out there and awesome. Dig, dig, dig. Lisa says, I didn't know the Gungers side of this group, but I have recently started listening to them. Love this. Okay. Laura says, cute song, dig. Katrina says, dig it.
All right. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a phone call.
Hey.
Static.
Hey!
Hi!
SB.
We know.
What up, SB?
Yeah.
You always have a sigh right before you talk.
For real.
You go, hey!
Hi! Sorry. I'm okay. Tired. No, it's a really tired morning.
It's all good.
So when I first started listening to that last song, it sounded like Kermit the Frog was singing.
What?
Then you mean you love it.
Yeah, because Kermit's perfect in every way.
It threw me off.
You know, I noticed at the beginning of that song, it sounds like somebody's off. But they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
They're not.
I have to say that, though. Yeah. My internet isn't working, so.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know what?
Her internet's not working, so she couldn't comment on Facebook.
Why is it not working?
Because it says no internet connection on my phone.
Why don't you just fix it?
Well, because I'm switching over anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, maybe you could just fix it right now for a temporary fix.
I just did that with my phone service, too.
I have no idea how to fix it, though. I'm not a tech-savvy lady.
I feel like you could figure this out.
You could do it. Watch a commercial. They'll teach you. Easy. It's easy.
All right. Thanks, guys,
SP.
Have a lovely day.
You
God
too.
Bless.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Mm-hmm. It is New Music Tuesday, getting through all the new music. I couldn't be more excited to hear this next song.
Well, it's a good one. We got sent a link to an album from our friends in 610, Tobin, the singer of Flatfoot 56. This is his side project, and they have a brand new album coming out, and this is the first single. The song is called Hurricane.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
And the north wind hums, the east wind drums.
610, song's called Hurricane. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yes!
Thebe says, not going to wait for the song to play. It's great.
Yeah.
Jeff Gordon says, Gaslight Anthem? Barry.
Oh, what?
Stefan says, auto dig. Bill Peterson says, I know you guys like his voice, so I'll be nice. Not a fan.
Oh.
Laura says, it's funny how many ways he exhales the word hurricane. It's cool. Dig.
I'm a huge fan of Tobin, so I was really excited when he emailed us this new record.
It's very cool.
Really excited for new music from 610. Phone lines are jammed up, so let's go to them. Static!
It's SB again.
Hey, SB.
I have to run into my client, but I wanted to say that I really liked that song. It had me from the beginning.
610. It's a good band.
Good band.
Yeah. I hadn't heard of it yet, but I liked the Irish feel of it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
When you run into your clients, do you push them, or is it more of like a...
I push over my elderly client.
There you go.
Why would you do that? Maybe that's why your internet's not working.
I'm testing their endurance.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Amazing.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
And God bless. Have fun.
You
we'll pray right. for your clients.
Static.
Yes, wanted to give that a dig. It was awesome, and he makes me feel safe.
All right.
Good.
That's good. I like that.
That's what you want.
Amen. Thanks for the call.
Love you guys.
Love you too,
bro.
505-338-3700.
Makes me feel safe.
There you go.
Diego and Rebecca say, dig, it could be the opening credit song for Raveheart.
Raveheart. Yes. I like that. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've got a few more to get to.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas time, so we've been getting many different iterations of Christmas classics.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what you think about all of them. This next artist is called Wilkes.
Wilkes. This is the solo project of Jason Wilkes, who was the singer of High Flight Society and now the bass player for Disciple.
There you go.
And he actually did this song, I think, two Christmases ago. And they have a... He has... a project that's being recorded right now, or they just got finished, that was crowdfunded, and it'll be coming out early next year.
But I like it.
To prep you guys for that, this is Wilkes, O Come Emmanuel.
There you go. Dig it or bear it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Wilkes, O Come Emmanuel.
Christmas jam.
Yeah, dude. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Jeff Gordon says, nice dig. Missy Lee says, totally dig. Sweet. Thebe says, good stuff. Brian Klopas says, golden. Dig it.
That is the bass player for Disciple.
Jason has a great voice.
Yeah, man. You don't expect that to come from the bass player from Disciple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, well, side project. Sounds like Disciple.
It's because he used to sing for High Fleet.
I know.
High Fleet.
What happens when people prejudge, guys?
Prejudge. Yeah. Prejudge. Prejudge. Everybody you see.
That's just not biblical. That's just not right.
Prejudge them so they know they're not as good as me.
Wow.
You're not as good as me. Prejudge.
One more phone call.
Prejudge is also in Raveheart.
Ah.
It's in the Christmas scene.
I got you.
Because the movie takes place over 6 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
That was a great song.
Yeah. That's good. Were you trying to call us after you called us?
No.
You're just hitting buttons?
Yeah, I was just hitting buttons because I'm driving into Gallup now.
You better be on your hands free, Mom Fernando.
You better do it.
I'm scared.
Gosh. Yeah, I don't think it's a New Mexico law, right? It's an Albuquerque law, so I guess she's okay.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know.
Well, the road's just straight for like 10 miles.
That doesn't mean anything. You got to pay attention.
So anyway, I just wanted to call and... They have a great day, and I love everybody there.
Love you too, Mom Fernando.
And we are headed to San Diego tomorrow.
Yeah!
So I appreciate your prayers tomorrow for travel.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I wish I could go to San Diego.
Yeah.
We're taking two vehicles, so you can go.
I'll pile in.
Well, I'll just pile in.
Woo!
That'd be good. All right. Well, have a safe trip. Thanks for calling. That's awesome. She's awesome.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Mom Fernando. Everybody pray for Mom Fernando.
Yes.
Her son, is he graduating? Because I know he went out for basic training. They're all going out to see him. That's pretty exciting.
That's a great excitement for the family.
That's cool. Good Christmas for her. So there you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got a couple more songs for New Music Tuesday to get to, including a brand new song from a little band called Coldplay.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah. That's coming up next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
So excited for Star Wars!
Yeah, great.
I read an interview yesterday with Mark Hamill that was fantastic!
What if I hated Star Wars so much?
You wouldn't be here!
Oh, Star Wars. Oh, great. Another space adventure.
Oh, gosh. It'd be the worst.
It would.
It'd be hard to be friends.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Star Wars. Why don't you go see August in Osage County with me?
What? Going to the phone lines, I have no idea why. Static!
Yo!
What up?
Hey, traffic update.
Yeah.
Unser southbound at I-40?
Sure.
Stacked up.
Stacked up?
Stacked. They got it down to one lane.
I'm going to tell you why. There's been a water main break.
Ah.
Yeah. Right there at Unser and I-40, a big water main break.
Yeah.
That's well, I didn't see no water. I'll tell you that.
Well, this is the desert. It's a mirage.
It's
right?
Thanks for the update.
Right on. Let it guys. Love
right.
it.
Love you too, bro.
Hey, also, real quick on traffic, there's an accident on the off-ramp I-40 East at Wyoming.
Mm.
And flashing lights at Coors and Sage.
Gotcha.
And it looks like, despite the new construction stuff being open, it's still kind of stacked over at Paseo and 25.
That's because everybody wants to try
everybody
it. It's like when the new ride opens
look
at Disneyland.
Look at this bridge. Yeah. Oh, look. Look.
Just driving over the big overpass.
Let's just drive over it and see if it cracks in half. I can get out of this world.
Oh, man. All right. How do we want to end? Do we want this order? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I don't even know. I've never even heard of that last one.
I'm excited. You why.
Okay, good. All right. We got a couple more for New Music Tuesday to get to, including this brand new one. It's from the upcoming Angelina Jolie film.
Mm-hmm. Coldplay. Now, the film's called Unbroken, and this is from the soundtrack.
That's right. It is brand new music.
It looks like a moving motion picture.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like literally, the pictures move.
What? No,
you can watch them move.
Right? No,
it
that's
looks
not...
like real, like me waving my hand in front of my face.
Right.
It looks real.
So real.
It's in 3D.
No.
It's 3D.
Oh
what
man.
If we? Hey, what if in heaven? It's in 3D.
Shut up.
Do you think that'll be happening?
Stop, dude.
What? Can I tell you that I heard an actual human being say that one time?
Yes.
Actual human being. That was a real thought from a real person who has the ability to drive. They have a car that they drive on the highway. Think about that, everybody.
Oh, man. Coldplay, brand new song called Miracles. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
In 3D.
Miracles by Coldplay.
Mm.
Like magnets.
How do they work?
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening.
I don't either.
I guess
you and I have lost touch with the greater... I guess it's just time to put the headphones down, man.
It is. It's time to
walk away.
It's time for an overhaul.
It's time to just... Sorry, guys. We tried.
Laura says, yay, Coldplay dig. David says, I literally can't even. Joel the Nanny says, not a big fan of Coldplay. Stefan says, I like most everything Coldplay's put out, but there's something weird about the songs they've done for soundtracks. I like the 90s vibe, but not this song overall. Barry. Rebecca says, it's Coldplay. Dig. Thebe says, just muted this. I even gave it a try.
What?
He is too busy having Capital Kings stuck in his head.
What has happened?
We're just out of touch.
We live in a world where people want to listen to this. Okay.
Listen, it's all about just forgetting. Just living your life in a club.
People want to live in the club.
They want to live in the club, Doug.
Oh, I don't want to live in the club.
I want to live in the club all of the time.
Okay, I can't.
I really can't, guys.
Cry your tears. Collect your tears into a vial.
When that becomes greater than this, it's time to just hang it up, man.
It just sounds too old school, man. It's got real instruments in it. You have to use your hands like a baby's toy.
Gosh! Okay, all right. I'm trying not to be a baby. It's just when this... Okay, no,
I think there's a time and a place for dance music.
Yeah.
Like at a party.
Or a rave.
Yeah. But I don't know. I've always been confused. Okay, least favorite time, way before I worked at a radio station, least favorite time of the week is when we would be traveling in the band, and we would be driving through a big city, because inevitably it's big cities, on a Friday night, because then they let like DJs do club mixes all night, and it would just be like, it's dance party Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, and
which,
every,
by the way, Friday night starting at 8 p.m. surge.
Right. We don't do that.
Hours
we don't do
hip hop.
It's not us. But, you know, it's different. Like,
no,
rather
I
than there
saying.
Being whole songs,
right.
These songs would all blend into
club
each other.
Mix.
And then by the end, it would be like. And it would be like Katy Perry blending into some. Yeah. Oh, and I love Katy Perry. It would be some. Yeah, it would be some older.
Deep inside of me.
Dance.
Who drives to that?
I don't know. Some people do. It's the people
like
that say
rave.
It's the people that say, hey, you think in heaven it's gonna be in 3D?
Just driving in my Mazda Rave 4, y'all.
Man, I hope when I'm like, yeah, I call it the Rave 4. Because it's always a rave up in this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Man!
Dang, dude. I got, man, you check out my speakers I got back there, man. I got like a couple of 12s back there. And I'll just be like, my trunk sounds like this.
Were you gone last week when we found out that DJ Boss Man Dan actually won like stereo competitions? Like, that's what got him into radio.
No, it's not.
I promise you. So we're talking about this, and all I keep thinking about is, yeah, man, like our boss. Like our boss. Who's like...
If you have speakers in your car, you better be playing Pony by Genuine. You better not be playing anything else. If you're coming down the street and I'm standing outside, I want to hear your trunk rat. Like,
yeah.
Awesome. And then I'll be like, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
Moving on.
All that to say, you guys have terrible taste. Just playing. You're the listener.
But please tell us what you think about all the new music.
You're the listener.
Even
we just
you
work
don't like
here.
Coldplay.
Yeah,
you, I mean,
you
that's okay.
You can be wrong. DJ Bossman Dan said that yesterday about Owl City. It was so funny.
Yeah.
He said, a terrible song from a terrible band.
Which is weird because he likes Capital Kings and all that ravey stuff.
What's a rave?
Back in my day. Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, our final song for the day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a band called Crusoe. Crusoe is the side project of Jeremy Spring from a band in Kansas.
Oh, okay.
I am privileged to say that he actually sent me a couple of these songs months ago and said, this is what I'm working on. And I was like, dude, that Atomic Dove song is really good.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, boom, he released it for real.
Beautiful.
A band in Kansas recently signed to Bad Christian, the label part of that whole organization. And they are currently raising money to fund an album that they're putting out next year. But Jeremy saw fit to release this in the middle, the now, right, the interim. And this, I really like this song.
Okay.
And so people are going to hate it because I've learned today that if I like something, everybody else thinks it's stupid.
Right.
Which is fine. That's fine.
Is there any tone of sadness or anything? Is there a minor chord in this song at all?
I think people should like it because he wrote about this, about his new wife.
Oh.
It's all about his new wife. He got married last year and this is about his gal.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you are like me and you knew Jeremy Spring, you never thought that cat was getting married. Ever. And so then when he found his lady, it was like, good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Crusoe. Atomic Dove.
Hey.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
I'm a fan of that.
Final jam of the morning.
Yes. Okay, Thebe says, not terrible, but I won't purchase it. Also, Owl City and Capital Kings are not anywhere near the same. Stefan says, holy smoke, so freaking good. Laura says, sweet dig. Rebecca says, dig, liking the lyrics and the beat. And Joel the Nanny says, I actually really like this song. Now stop downing on Owl City. Y'all are making me sad. Dot, dot, dot.
You can never be sad. You listen to Owl City.
It's true. If you're
sad, so positive all the time,
just go listen
always.
To some Owl City. You'll feel better.
Gosh, it's like over the top. Like you throw up rainbows. You're so happy.
Blah, blah, blah. Rainbow. Rainbow puke. Blah, blah.
Do you think if people threw up rainbows that we would throw up more often?
I don't know.
I know I would. I would throw up every day. If I could see a rainbow. Blah, blah, blah.
No, I wouldn't. Throwing up is the worst thing in the world for
me. It really is.
Because when I was a kid, and this is going to be disgusting, but when I was a kid, I didn't know that you were supposed to kind of like hold your nose.
What?
So anytime I puke, it comes out of my nose. I never learned how not. Apparently, that's an ability that I don't have. So any 90% of when I puke.
Oh, rainbows, right.
Okay. Yeah, you brought this.
I did.
90% of when I puke, it comes out of my mouth and my nose, and it's the worst.
Why?
So everybody feel sorry for me and send me money.
Thankfully, we got to take a break from us.
No, I want to talk about this for at least 10 more minutes.
Oh, gosh, no. Coming up really soon, actually. I'm excited. He should be joining us any moment now. Fernando Ortega
is
going to be joining us in studio, hanging out. He's got an amazing show tomorrow night. I'm really excited for. So he'll be joining us in studio to kick it with us this morning, talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow night and musically in his world. And man, if you don't know Fernando Ortega, one of the best worship dudes in the universe.
Yes.
I love him. So that is on the way next. Speaking of great worship, loving everything that's coming from King's Kaleidoscope right now. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get back into the music. It's King's Kaleidoscope. They're brand newest. It's called I Know. I was going to say Dig It or Bury It, but don't. Just enjoy it because it's already in rotation,
That's
so
right.
Who cares?
And we're done with New Music Tuesday.
There you go. On the way next, Fernando Ortega. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Here we go.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Mateo hanging out with you on this special Tuesday, and coming up tomorrow night, an amazing evening at Calvary Albuquerque. And speaking of music and awesomeness, our boy Fernando Ortega. Hey, is that good?
Yeah. It was perfect.
It was perfect?
It was better than I could see it.
Yes!
I would try to do that, but
born
I would
in Texas.
Come out sounding super racist or something. So I can't do it. I can't.
Try it. Try no. With it. Come on.
I sound like I sound like a cat trying to Fernando. I can't do it.
Fernando.
Yeah. Now you just sound like you're underwater.
I sound like Chewbacca castrated. Can you say that? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Static Radio. It's a totally different
animal.
So you know. Hey man, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
It's cool.
It's been a while. I was really excited when I heard you were doing this amazing Christmas special and going to be around so that we could hang out. So
yeah, I haven't had any out-of-town things in December, so it's good.
Yeah.
You know, but November and October were pretty busy. And
running around, doing crazy things.
Yeah, we had this one tour that we did on a bus, but we started in Tampa, Florida. Then we went up to South Carolina, Charleston.
Okay.
But from Charleston, we drove to Chicago, which is 17 hours.
That's a long day.
Wow.
And then the next day, Chicago to Dallas, which is another 17 hours. So it wiped me out.
Good routing. Good routing on that.
Yeah, I'm going to send the booking agent like a map of the United States.
Right,
he just said, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Gosh.
Well, you got an amazing thing going on tomorrow night. I'm hearing tell of like orchestra and awesomeness. And what can people expect tomorrow night at Calvary?
Not really an orchestra.
Okay. You're like, actually, it's all tracked.
Yeah,
we're doing B-boy stuff.
Yeah,
it's...
and then I do hand gestures.
Interpretive movement.
No, it's the only thing orchestral about
orchestral.
It is a cello.
Ooh.
A cello.
Dude, that's all you need.
Yeah. This is a young kid. I think he's maybe 19 or 20.
Wow.
But he's fantastic. He lives in Cincinnati, I think.
Okay.
And then there's an accordion player. So the two of those kind of...
Wow.
That's the orchestra. But then I have, you know, two guitars, bass, drums, and two vocalists, and...
Man.
Yeah, I'm real excited.
Yeah.
They're all, it's all my worship team over at my church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're just going to come throw down and rock some amazing worship. And
that's exactly. We're going to throw down and rock some amazing worship.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Now, you are, I want to say old school. You know, I'm trying to think how I want to say this.
Because I look fat and old. I look I look like William Shatner. Is that what
when I think
to?
When I think of you, I think of some of the best worship music in the world. Honestly, huge fan, always have been. You know that. Give Me Jesus and Our Great God. I just think of these incredible worship songs that to me haven't been topped. Mm-hmm. And today in our age, it seems like worship is so hip. So popular, so trendy. Whether it's Hillsong United or, you know, some of the newer artists that are coming out. Is there anything right now that's catching you that's like, dude, this is the jam. Like, this is it.
Well, I've been listening to All Sons and Daughters.
Yes.
And I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Those guys. And, I couldn't talk very intelligently about their repertoire because
okay.
But, you know, as a worship leader at church, I'm constantly on YouTube trying to find something decent. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just love the way Evan Wickham is thinking these days. You know, he's not so much in, as big as his brother,
prominent,
of course.
Yeah,
as okay. prominent as brother.
But I think he's, I don't want to say more talented. I think he's...
Gosh, you say some daring things on the
I really do! dare I say, yeah.
Not
yeah.
many well, people listen to us, Fernando. It's okay.
You say all the smart, nice things on Peter's show, you know, on our show, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, you know? I noticed there you go. Yeah. in the very beginning.
The Chewbacca show. Joke,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't come back from that.
You had him at castrate, so there you go.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that word.
Right.
You don't have to. I got it covered.
I'm not going to say castrate.
Paul said it. Right. Okay, good. That's good.
I think the difference between the two. I think they both have awesome voices, Phil and Evan.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil's music is, you know, seems a little bit more on the emotional side, and Evan has taken this very. He's become a really studious bookworm.
Yeah.
And so his theology is evolving,
yeah.
and you can really hear it in his songs. And I just love that guy's voice. It seems like a voice he can do anything with.
You know? Absolutely. You hit on something important, too, because, you know, when you look at the old hymns, the classics, if you will, those were theologians writing these songs to bar tunes. Mm-hmm. And nowadays you have musicians writing worship music. And sometimes the theology
well,
isn't quite there.
It's not. You're right. You're
yeah.
right. They were theologians. They were guys
yeah.
who really, really studied. They were scholars who wrote those lyrics. So now sometimes, I think because our culture, you know, being so consumer-driven and so short attention span,
yeah.
People have to write things that are catchy. And, you know, it's the church has always tried to accommodate to the culture.
Right.
And that is a very loving thing about the church. But I just wonder how far you can go with the dumbing down of
right.
of lyrics in Christian music, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to go too far. So, you know, my struggle at church is trying to take old hymns and sort of slightly modernize them. If you yeah. change them very much, the older people get really mad.
right.
But
right.
But then just try and write my own worship music lately.
Yeah.
And then just search, you know, like we've been doing different songs that I didn't even know. You know, like, I don't know what you think of Gunger.
Mm-hmm. But we just had Mike on,
a
couple months ago when it came yeah. out, you know, we called him immediately and said, dude, come on our show because there's some stupid things going around the internet. You know, oh, he's no longer a Christian, all those crazy things. And so we had the guy on immediately so he could speak for himself instead yeah. of just reading some forward from your mom, you
yeah.
know. So,
was he cranky?
No, he was great.
Oh, no, I didn't mean cranky with you. He's just kind of got an abrasive kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was himself.
He was definitely himself. Yeah.
But he wasn't, you know, he no. wasn't like antagonistic.
Not at all.
Like that.
Well, not, yeah, not, who could be yeah. antagonistic but, to you guys?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. It's usually over email form.
Right. Yes, and they never sign it.
Every once in a while we get a call.
Yeah.
You know, so you know who I really, his younger brother, David Gunger.
Okay.
The Brilliance.
I
You don't know the Brilliance?
I don't.
Find them,
we're going to start writing all this down.
Okay. It's very, very mellow music, but it seems like those two brothers have a substantial classical background.
Okay.
And so the music is really intelligently written. I mean, Michael Gunger is yeah. The stuff, it's so varied and interesting. You know, he's kind of like a Sufjan Stevens or something.
Yes.
Like
yes.
But David Gungor writes much more accessible worship music that is just powerfully moving. I'm going to do a couple of the songs on tomorrow night.
Cool. Now, you just mentioned an artist, Sufjan, who we play here on Static Radio, an incredible artist who it seems like you're drawn to this emotional. These guys are, man, the forefront of kind of punching you in the gut with song, with lyrics, but not just lyrics, the music that just moves you. Would you say those are kind of inspirations, if you will, now writing and doing new things with worship for you? Or where are you drawing that? Because you've been doing worship for some years. And
let's say 30 years.
That's incredible. Woo, that's incredible.
That, 30 some years.
But trying to keep that fresh, you know, you never obviously want it to feel like it's just a job or let it go stale, if you will. So how do you continually keep that fresh?
I am constantly going through hymnals and reviewing those things, and then I listen to all these new artists, and then I try to make it my own. Like frankly, you know, like the song "Beautiful Things."
Yeah,
mm-hmm. For me that's an impossible song for a congregation to sing because it jumps an octave, you know. So all of a sudden you're the man, you know, screaming your guts out.
Right,
and most people can't do it, you know.
Yeah,
but. But and that is a lot of these guys that have these soaring voices like how can I dare say what's his name about the most famous worship leader in the world right now
Taylor Swift.
What's his name? Taylor Swift. Yes.
Taylor Swift.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it, buddy. Most
she is awesome.
Yeah. she knows how to write a song, I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
No, that's
man.
True. That's very true.
But now I know.
What am I thinking? What am,
I don't know. Okay.
Chris Tomlin.
Oh, Chris Tomlin. Tomlin. Right.
Yeah. But I forget. Oh, his songs always, if you do them in the key that they're on the record, nobody can sing.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, you have to, like, that's funny.
You have to adapt to the audience.
Lower them and whatnot.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very true. Oh, man. Hanging out in studio, Fernando Ortega, tomorrow night here at Calvary Albuquerque. Mm. An amazing show. I'm really, really looking forward to this. There's something about this time of year that it's always exciting to just be able to worship God. And in this season, it seems like people are more in tune, maybe. So it's going to be really exciting.
And you know what I saw the other day? An interview with or a comedy routine with Chris Rock.
Okay.
Who talked specifically about Christmas, and he didn't say any bad words in it.
Oh, wow.
So I was happy about that.
Oh, right.
Because you can share it on
Facebook. Because then you can share it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
But he was talking about just the growing commercialism of the whole thing.
And
he's, you know, I mean, it was very basic, but it was...
Can you do a Chris Rock impression?
I cannot do.
And yeah. I can't do it.
No,
him.
No.
So he tries to trap people all the time. Don't do this.
I mean, anyway. He can try.
I'm kidding.
I can't even try. I can't imitate it.
I don't think he would try to trap you. I'm telling you, I think when we first moved out here, we moved out here in August of 2013.
Yeah.
And he was telling me one day, he was like, do you know who Fernando Ortega is?
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard, well, you know, the songs or whatever, but I'd never met you before. And he just won't stop gushing about
you.
So every time he talks about you, he gushes about you. So
as a worship leader,
he's not
going to
trap you.
You know?
I don't think he'll trap you.
I'll never trap you.
We met each other at the Apple Store.
Yeah, it's like this crazy random.
Yeah.
He needed help fixing his, what was it, like your iMac, your MacBook, something like that?
MacBook,
yeah. And that's how it began.
After all these words and all this hype, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night, and I hope you live up to this unbelievable standard. I mean, it's just, dang. It better be best thing this side of heaven to me.
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
You know, that's what I was saying about this movie Birdman. Have you seen Birdman?
I haven't seen. Did you see it? Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
I want to see it.
It led the Golden Globes with nominations.
Oh, it did?
It led the Golden Globes with nominations. And we're both comic book kids and huge Michael Keaton fans. And so.
Wild. Really,
really looking forward to it. Yeah, haven't seen it yet.
I saw it. But I've been hyping it up so much. And then hoping that it.
And then friends go in there like, dude.
Well, I think. I don't know what your listeners are like.
Yeah.
I think.
They're all over.
Oh, they're
all over.
Oh, yeah, all over.
It's an intense movie.
Okay. Believer, non-believer. I mean, we have listeners all across the gamut.
To me, the whole thing, I mean, it's based on a Raymond Carver story. Raymond Carver is an author who passed away, I think, in 1968. But he was one of the great American fiction writers who wrote mostly short stories. And it's is this totally random? We're talking about
Christmas. No, I love this. Now we're talking about Michael Keaton. Are you kidding me?
Birdman.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. This is how we do.
This is what happens. You're just going with it. It's Ed Norton as well.
Yes.
Emma Stone, right?
Yeah. Emma Stone.
And she's up for Best Supporting Actress. So.
Yeah, she's incredible in the movie.
Man, Ed Norton was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. I mean, so many nominations.
And the music is incredible.
Okay.
I mean, they use Mahler symphonies and other Mahler orchestra pieces and Ravel. And then they have the majority of the music is just this guy, in I forgot his name, Antonio something. But he, Sanchez?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds right.
He was right here from Albuquerque.
Oh. He's got that, man. He's got that.
But, I mean, it's him playing this jazz trap set that sounds just incredible. It just makes this incredible tension throughout the movie. It's a wild ride.
All right.
You're right. It's now, Antonio Sanchez.
Wow. Recommended.
That's why I got it right. Now. Antonio Sanchez.
See? Good job.
Yeah.
So, now,
you killed my father.
That is not even the same.
Your friend just threatened me.
Isn't that Inigo Montoya?
Inigo.
Inigo
Montoya.
Yeah, there you go. See, you said it right.
Wow.
I can't even, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Played by anyone? Anyone?
Michael Keaton.
Oh, Mandy Patinkin.
Quicksand.
Really? Yeah. He's on Homeland now.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking? Inigo Montoya.
He was in. Yeah.
I'm really throwing on the accent, aren't I?
You are. Yeah. You are. It's good.
It's intense.
It's like
for me.
It's like when we do. We should have you do a traffic update because then you can say like Candelaria.
Candelaria.
Hearing me do the traffic update.
Montgomery.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up with every other accent in the world? If people really get into it, it sounds incredible and sophisticated or sexy or something. And then if I really do a Southern accent, I just sound slow. I can't get around it.
And then everybody just says, "Bless your little
bless
heart."
Bless him. Just
bless his little heart.
I'm like, yeah, y'all. Everybody's driving right now, and I just sound like an idiot.
No, you don't. But
I do.
You know what's interesting though is the music subculture, especially the Christian music subculture in Nashville.
It's true.
They have their own Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
It's like a hipster Southern accent.
It is. It's not real.
Thankfully, he's from Mississippi, so he's got
a
real accent.
I've got the real thing.
He was only in Nashville for a few
years.
We
call it the curse.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Stop. Oh, man. Amazing. Fernando Ortega, talk about, you mentioned you're working on music. You got new music?
Like I said, I'm working on it. I'm thinking of doing... I shouldn't say it. Everything too prematurely, but
a hip hop album, please.
Yes,
yes.
I'm thinking of doing an album of some of my favorite cover songs.
Yes,
you should.
So, I'm seriously thinking about it.
Okay,
so I'm kind of compiling a list of.
It's kind of tough, though, right? With the rights of songs and certain things to be able to.
Well, you got to pay out for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Dream cover songs. If you could just do an album with any songs, that top three that come to your mind.
Oh, okay. Right now would be there's a John Prine song called "Angel from Montgomery."
Okay,
and then there's a Joni Mitchell song called "A Case of You," and then there are. I'd like to do this. Would be it's a horrible idea because. You know, there's a Chuck Berry song, but Tutti Frutti.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because I always sing it to my kids.
Wasn't that Little Richard? That was
Chuck
Berry?
No. Yeah, Little Richard. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Huh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the well, it was also Elvis Presley.
Oh, this is very true.
And I sound like an idiot when I do it, but I'm getting better at it.
Are you going to totally Fernando it with keys and slow
it'll
it down
end up sounding
and make
classical
it all cool and
make,
hip?
I'll make every song... Every even happy song like Tutti Frutti sounds
just depressing. It's all in minors and
you're gonna make it to where people can't sing it, kind of like the Gunger thing. Except for you, it's gonna be because of so many minor changes.
Yes.
Like it shifts into a minor, and people just get depressed and they can't finish
they
it.
Just can't.
Exactly why do right. I feel so bad?
Yeah.
Is it the song? I love this song.
I feel like you were supposed to be at Ryan Adams last week. Did you go to see Ryan Adams? Ryan Adams was here.
No, I had no clue.
Oh, see, it was.
I was supposed to be. Where was I last week? I what night was it?
I don't even remember.
Did Mitch go?
No, she didn't because tickets were like $80.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he was here, and I had a few friends that went to the show, and it was like, yeah, cool, rich guy. Nice. Yeah, it was terribly promoted. Terribly promoted.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Completely sold out still because it's Ryan Adams.
And what was the venue, do you know?
It was the Chemo? I can't remember. The Kiva?
I'm not sure.
It was either the Kiva or one
of
them.
Quite a big difference in size.
Very different. Huge difference, actually. Yeah. So we're talking hundreds or a thousand here. Ryan Adams, where was that?
Kiva.
It was at the Kiva. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yep. You just remind me, like, you should go to Ryan Adams and be like, hey, you owe me money, because I was doing this for a long time before you. And he's kind of like that.
He does owe me money in real life.
he does owe me money.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of, Ryan Adams, Sufjan, we're talking to you. If you could just hit our boy up.
Wouldn't that be something?
Tell me.
You've never interviewed Sufjan Stevens on this show.
We've never interviewed
him. I would be intimidated out of my brain.
Yeah?
He's a super smart intellectual.
Mm. Well, even with Gunger, when we had him on, it was like, oh, great. Okay, no poop jokes. We got to be smart here, all right? We're talking to a crazy
man.
Smart guy.
This guy.
Yeah. So,
tell me the Sufjan story.
Yeah, Sufjan, like, didn't he go to a show or where you were like, oh, where were you? I don't even remember.
I was at the college several times that he went to, Hope College.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, wow. But I don't know if he was...
Oh, okay.
Ever out there or not?
Oh, okay.
And he was, you know, he was just a student back then.
See,
he owes you money.
He owes me money.
For that. That's right, because they took a love offering.
He was in college.
Didn't give Jack.
get on it, Sufjan.
This was back in the day when they took love offerings at shows.
He's probably listening right now. He listens every single day. It's crazy.
Fernando Ortega.
Yeah.
Yes. Tomorrow night, Calvary, Albuquerque. You can catch all the details, calvaryabq.org.
What time is the show, by the way?
Seven?
Seven.
I'm going to say it's normal time. Three.
That's what I've been telling you.
Seven. Yeah, seven. That's when service normally starts on Wednesdays. We go to the Wednesday service. I'm telling you, really, really excited.
Oh,
so,
thanks.
So, going to be a great evening. What can people expect, you know?
Well, I'm a storyteller, so
that
happens all the time.
That's cool.
And there are a few new stories, you know.
Nice.
My kid's getting older. She's 6 years old this last Friday, Ruby, and she's awesome. So I have a couple of funny things about her.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? It happened so fast.
Well, you know, like, okay, so we had Ruby when I was 52, and so I don't know if you can imagine what. You know, most people that are 52 are carry the one.
Yeah.
They're grandparents already. You know.
Okay.
So you know, my wife and I, we didn't want to be, you know, like those kids you see at the mall, babies.
Right? Kids with kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Babies. So we waited. Till we were in our 50s.
You guys waited for real.
Yeah, you're like,
that's a lot of just in case. Yeah. I don't know. I'm mid 40s, but they could still get me confused. That's a lot of waiting, Fernando. By the way, your show is from 7 to 8:30.
There you go. That's so perfect. You know.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Don't mess that up, man.
Unless you want to go long, man. The Foo Fighters, they just played the Ryman, and it was like a three-hour show. So if you want to, I mean, you can go big or go home,
right? The Foo Fighters played the Ryman Auditorium.
Yes.
And so was that a more of an acoustic show?
No.
Full rock show.
It was a full rock show Halloween night.
Oh, really?
I was stoked about living here.
Man,
that point, I was like, yeah, it's a good thing I moved away from Nashville.
Super Rabbit Trail. I actually camped out for tickets.
He did.
Because they're coming to Albuquerque in September 2015.
Right, next year.
But they're doing this thing where trying to bring it back old school where the fans actually get to buy the tickets. So you had to actually go to the box office to get tickets for this concert. Mm-hmm. That's pretty well sold out, you know, 15,000 people or something.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I was that one record that was the double album. Double CD.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Was it In Your Honor?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Right,
but it was,
and then one was rock heavy and the one was more acoustic.
Yes.
More acoustic. A and the B. Yes.
And of course for me, but the acoustic one, like, I listened to it over and over walking up. And when I lived in Laguna Beach, California, walking up and down the beach, I would listen to that.
So you need to get Skin and Bones.
Okay.
Skin and Bones was there. They kind of stripped everything away and it's kind of an acoustic show, if you will, and a lot of their big hits done acoustically. So they just stripped it down to the bare bones of the songs. So
I love that guy's voice.
Yes, Dave Grohl, man,
with you.
Yes,
yeah, it's beautiful.
See, man, you need to just hang out with us every day because you're pretty much just doing Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah,
I belonged. I wouldn't mind it.
But you're like the sage. Like, see, if Fernando likes it, then it's cool.
See, we're legit.
Jay was walking up and down the beach listening to the Foo Fighters. So we're
suffering
cool.
for the Lord.
We're cool.
In Laguna Beach, just walking on the beach, listening to the Foo Fighters. See?
Oh, man. Incredible. So I'm excited. Tomorrow night, it's going to be good. And be good. Storyteller, as you said. So.
Yeah, and then just my band. My band, that sounds so pretentious.
The guy, but it's your band.
It is. Well, it's all of our band.
It's our band.
And so they are very, they're just all super. I can't believe the depth of talent at my church.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I love, we're all really close friends.
Do you guys still do the fifth Sunday where you're rocking like all worship on a fifth Sunday if there's ever a fifth Sunday? Or I know you guys were doing some like, no.
Yeah, no, I don't really know what you're talking about. Mm.
I thought there was this
sometimes
thing where it was
we
like,
make up things.
I just like
in our
to make stuff up. And,
we ascribe them to other people.
Yeah.
The thing we're heavily into now is, of course, Advent. We really celebrate Advent at our church.
Week three, joy this week.
Oh yeah.
So, or last week.
It is. It
last
and you're supposed week? To it wear purple.
Yes. Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Purple,
last
purple.
Week was joy.
This week is pink.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the last week is white.
Oh, see there. Nice.
You're talking about the Advent candle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess you're supposed to sport the colors in honor or something.
Yeah, I ain't wearing a pink tie. But, yeah. No, I might.
Should.
I might.
You can.
Just
come
do
on.
It, Brando. Come on.
Like, I can do this. I'm good. So, man, I don't want to cut it short. I know you got 1,000 things to do, and you're very busy. But I'm so glad you came in and hung out with us.
Me too.
Yeah,
thank you. It's so easy to hang out with you guys.
Hey, you know, we try. We just want to make it easy.
Pretty much the coolest, most laid back.
Your deep tissue massage is in 5 minutes, and I'm just kidding.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah. Ooh, no, you're good. Cool.
Full service station.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Full service station. Get it? Are you old enough to remember full service stations?
Yes.
Okay.
Believe it or not. I'm 4 years younger than him.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, we're really close.
And I'm just 4 years older.
Exactly. It's amazing how that works out. Fernando Ortega, tomorrow night, Calvary, Albuquerque. All the details, Calvary ABQ. Of course, posting it on our Facebook page as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
And again, where can people go to find more info on you, your music, everything?
Well, I'd say my website, which I haven't touched in about 3 years.
Oh, good.
So it's got, you know, like, yeah.
Like, I'm looking young.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't then either. But, you know, I haven't blogged in 3 years, so,
okay.
So they can read really old blogs. Or,
okay, good.
But my Facebook page, fan page.
Perfect.
Is Fernando Ortega Music.
Okay, cool. We'll link that to our Facebook page as well. So there you go. Facebook.com/Fernando Ortega Music. And again, tomorrow night, 7 to 8:30, right here at Calvary Albuquerque. Dude, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. You guys are a blast.
Awesome. We got to take a quick break coming up. Quality Tam Tuesday.
Yes.
I didn't even think about it. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do that. So that is on the way next. Stay close. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at him.
Team Austin Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
So loud.
Is no, Tam okay?
Now. It's good now. We're good.
Are you okay?
We turned it way down.
Okay.
That's got to be better. Is that better?
Oh, now you're really quiet.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, do that. I'll do traffic. Let's see what's going on. We have an accident on Unser Boulevard South at I-40.
Perfect.
Accident Unser Boulevard South at I-40. Also closed due to police activity. Tower East at 98th Street.
Oh, good.
Closed due to police activity.
I already fixed it.
Paseo is open, but it looks like the right lane's closed due to construction. Paseo at San Pedro. And we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. What are you doing on the Calvert campus? Nobody can see you. This isn't working out, guys. She's like hiding in the corner.
I'm playing an instrument to the traffic.
No, we
music.
Can see her, sort
it
of.
It is Quality Tam Tuesday. Tam,
morning!
Tam, can you swing out towards us this way? A little
sure.
bit, like in your chair. Come on out. Booyah, right there.
Bam.
Perfect. That's perfect.
I like it.
Quality Bam. Tam Tuesday. Now smile
Hello.
At that camera up there. Yeah.
It is Tuesday, and it is a day
of choose.
Awesomeness.
Day of choose?
Yeah.
Let's get to it, boys, because we're going to run out of time before you know it.
Tamara in studio with us, hailing from the great state of Battle Drums.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're here every
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour. Excited to have you here.
Right. Now, I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was getting a piece of fudge out of my teeth.
Ah, gotcha.
I was wondering, what's the plan for today? Because I kind of had a little bit of a plan myself.
Oh you had a plan.
You give her an inch, Josh. And she takes a mile.
Well, we have Lady Lobo tickets.
Okay.
And parking passes for the pit.
I love the Lady Lobos.
I know. We got a couple games coming up this
week. Perfect.
Nice. So we were going to give away tickets to that. I have acquired from producer Doug.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The best of the best of the best.
What?
Christmas trivia.
Yes.
Yeah. Going to rock some Christmas trivia. Now, here's the thing. I need someone to call in, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give away these tickets to the Lady Lobos.
All right. What do we got? Let me see. Hold on. You talk amongst yourselves.
I'm gonna post on Instagram right now for some peeps to listen in. Mm-hmm. Shall we take a selfie?
Shall we play a game? Lady Lobo.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, my
That's from
gosh.
Saul.
That was
creepy.
So
Merry Christmas.
Creepy.
Okay.
Merry
I was
Christmas.
Like I was like rocking War Games circa before
kiddos.
Either of you.
Smile,
Doug, I love you.
Wasn't even looking.
Kind of praising, like peace praising.
Coming up Thursday, December 18th, the Lady Lobos are taking on Cal Poly Mustangs.
What?
I know.
Cal Poly?
Cal Poly this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Pit. Guys.
Yeah.
I've got tickets. I've got a family four-pack right now.
Family four-pack. So if you're looking to do something with your family...
This Thursday.
This is the opportunity for you.
This is it,
to
yo.
Do it.
We got Lady Lobo tickets. We got parking passes.
Oh, parking passes too?
And we got Christmas trivia. It's simple. Of course, it is like Christmas break. So right now, getting people to call in, it's like... Yeah. I'm trying to make Mateo watch a horror movie.
Well, once I post this on Instagram, let's see if it works.
Gosh.
Okay. Once I post this on Instagram.
She's the star, really.
Tam, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You sing beautifully.
Thank you.
He's trying to butter you up, dude.
I have no end game with this. I can't win.
That's true.
I'm just complimenting her.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
Does your heart pitter patter?
No, gosh.
When
what
I
are
sing like
about?
Not like that kind
it
of
just
pitter.
Just sounds good. I don't.
Not that.
Gosh, guys.
Wait, how many different kind of heart pitters are there?
Like when it's
like a medical condition,
like palpitations.
You go to the doctor, and they're like your heart is pittering.
Yes.
We're gonna need you to take these.
Yes. Phone lines are jammed. Phone lines are jammed.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll tell you how the game works once we get our first contestant. Hello.
Hello, good morning, you guys. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hopefully going to be doing better when I win some Lady Lobo tickets.
Booyah. Yeah. Okay, good. You've got the right attitude. You've got the right attitude. How well do you know Christmas lyrics?
Well-ish.
Okay. Well, this is easy. This is how it's going to work. I have procured... quite a bit of Christmas songs.
Okay.
With lyrics missing. And here's the deal.
Ooh.
Tam, who is part of Battle Drums, who knows her Christmas music,
she do.
Is going to go head to head with the musician, Mateo.
Oh.
Tam,
I'm
Let's
sorry.
Go work for Dominic.
Your job.
That's what I'm talking about. Do you hear that? Dominic the Donkey reference.
Your job is to choose. A team. Will you be Team Mateo?
Or Team Tam?
Or Team Tam?
Team Tam.
Ooh, Team Mateo!
Team Mateo. Yeah. Okay.
We're going to lose.
What? Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, we probably are. Yeah,
it's okay.
What is
in style?
What's your name, Team Mateo?
Derek.
All right, Derek. Hang on the line, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so that's Team Mateo.
Can we call
now,
it
here we
Team
go.
Mateo?
Static. Hello.
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 Hi, who's this?
Yeah, who is this?
Justice?
Yeah.
That's a
great
cool
name.
Thank you for calling, Justice. We need you here.
No, Justin.
Justice. Can we call you Justice?
Yes.
Yeah, if you
right. Justin, here's how it's going to work. Justin, say hello to Derek.
Hello to Derek.
Hello, sir.
All right.
Hey, Justin, is your last name Case?
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask Justin Case.
Here we go. Here we go. Case. Okay, Derek, you are representing Team Mateo. All right. And Justin, you're representing Team Tam.
Team Tam.
All right.
Okay. Here's how it's going to work. I've got a bunch of lyrics. Christmas lyrics. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to let ladies go first. So, Tam, you get the first question.
All right.
The first person
here
to get three correct.
Three.
Will win
Trace.
The family four-pack Lady Lobo tickets for their respective person.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Tamara,
okay.
You are rocking it for Justin here, and Mateo,
okay. Hey,
rocking it for Derek, okay?
Keep calling in, folks. Just hang okay. on.
So,
we'll get to you.
So I just have to know the next lyric?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. You'll see. You'll see.
Yeah.
It's quite simple. It's okay. quite simple. The game. Wow. It's quite simple. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm stressing out.
All right. Tamara.
Yes.
How many times does Santa check his list?
Checking it twice. Two times.
Two times. Is that your final answer?
Two times.
Two times.
Not to be mistaken with Two Chains.
Two. Okay.
Two
just
Chains.
Two
the rapper.
Just two times.
Oh. That is correct. Oh. That's correct. Okay. All right. Justin, you got a point. 1 point for Justin. Okay. Mateo.
Yes.
Your question. The Grinch. How well do you know the Grinch?
I guess I know it okay.
Okay. The Grinch is as cuddly as what?
Cactus.
Oh, wow. No hesitation.
What?
Boom.
What? The Grinch is as cuddly as a cactus.
That's a good thing you got that because I didn't know it.
Oh, man.
Cuddly
as charming as an eel. Mr.
Okay.
Grinch.
All right.
Mr. Grinch.
Tamara, the question is to you.
Okay.
Good tidings to you. And all of your
good
what?
Tidings to you and huh?
Good tidings to you and all of your what?
And all of your it's definitely not friends. So good tidings to you and all of your
nice.
You're
a little flat. So just
good tidings. To you.
5 seconds.
All of your. All of your cheer.
That makes sense.
Cheer, is that your final answer?
It's friends, my final answer.
Friends? Ah!
It's
that's wrong. That's definitely wrong.
Okay.
Can I have a chance to steal?
Teo, for the steal, what do you think, Doug? Do you think he should have a chance to steal this one? Yeah, thumbs
Doug
up for the producer.
Yeah.
Producer Doug says, give Team Derek
good
a chance.
Good tidings to you and all of your kin.
Mm. Oh, that means friends. Yeah.
No, it
that's
does
your
not.
Family.
That's your family. This guy's from Mississippi.
Oh,
that's
right.
Why.
That's right. We're kin.
That's why I gave
it kin,
to you
yeah.
and not him, because I knew he
that?
Was going to get it.
We're kin. We're kin.
You see that idiot over there? That's my kin. Right.
Hey, teach me how to Dougie. Thanks for letting him steal.
Team Mateo with the steal. Okay.
It would be stellar.
Mateo, this next one is for you. Who was seated next to me a day or two ago in the song Jingle Bells?
Ooh.
You can't.
Nope. I'm singing in my head right now.
Redo it. Do it again. What's the question?
Who was seated next to me
this is like second
a day
verse.
Or two ago? That's right. In the song Jingle Bells. Woo! Go hard or go home, right? Because,
oh
Teo, you got
gosh.
2 points. This is for the win.
That's tough.
If you
okay.
get this right, Derek gets the family four-pack to the Lady Lobos.
Oh,
I mean, this
you
is
can do it.
It,
dude.
You
can
do it.
You're amazing. Remember
no, you're
that.
Amazing. Shut up.
What? Woo! In the song Jingle Bells? Who's yeah. sitting next to who? Who's sitting next to Santa?
No.
Oh, he got way more time than me. It's time's up.
Is it my love?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry, buddy.
That is wrong.
Okay. I didn't know what it was.
I can't remember the second verse.
Who
for the
was
life
seated
of
next
me.
To me a day over. Or two ago in the song Jingle Bells?
Seated next to me a day or two ago mm-hmm. in the song Jingle Bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, fun it is and riding one horse up in sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, fun it is and riding one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. Over the fields
the
we go.
That's the first verse.
Laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bells on bobtails ring.
Now, what's the second verse?
Making spirits bright. See?
What fun it is to ride and sing a
nope, second verse. Second verse. A day or two ago, I thought yep. I'd take a ride.
Da-na-na-na-na. Something by my side.
Yep.
With
sorry, Derek.
It's either Rudolph or Santa.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No. All right.
Rudolph or Santa.
Miss Fanny Bright.
Miss Fanny Bright.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Who is
seated
that?
Seated next to Miss Fanny Bright, yo.
Is that a nanny?
She was a was a lady in the town of ill repute.
Tamara, you are lagging behind with one. Poor Justin.
That's unfortunate.
He chose poorly. Justin, I'm sorry, man. We're gonna try and catch you up here with the second point. Now here it is.
Okay.
For the tie.
For the win.
Why do I want my two front teeth for Christmas? Why do I want my two front teeth for Christmas?
Oh my gosh.
Good Lord.
Oh my gosh.
You can do this. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Why, though?
I know.
Why?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
It's so that I can eat the cookies Santa leaves.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is so wrong. Teo, for the steal and the win.
I don't know it.
This is
all
the
want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Don't help him, Steve-o.
My two front teeth. Just my two front teeth.
I knew this
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Because that would, I don't know. The
so
rest
I could wish you a Merry Christmas.
Is it so you could wish me a Merry Christmas?
Yes, but thank you don't get that.
He gave me the answer, Doug. That counts.
That does not count.
Derek.
Gosh.
I think we should have gotten that one.
Okay. So all right. Okay.
For the
win.
Sounds like you lost.
Okay. Longest Christmas game in history.
It's okay.
This is for all.
Hey, this thing could go 12 days if we're not
careful. Stay on the line, folks. Stay on the line.
That was a Christmas pun. I should win.
Family 4-pack, Lady Lobo tickets, and you get the super awesome parking pass at the pit. Those are a hot commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
For the win, Teo.
Okay.
And Derek's family going to see the Lobos.
Gosh, Derek.
What does Alvin want for Christmas in the Chipmunk song?
I
know what he wants in the movie. Hang on, let me think of the song.
Okay.
Hang on. A hula hoop.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Yes! Oh! Derek, congratulations. You just scored a family. That's it. Bonus for the singing. Bonus for the singing.
Man.
Justin, thanks for playing. Hang on the line as well, okay? You guys both hang on the line. We're just going to hook you
guys. I thought Alvin was here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Which is funny because I almost got that wrong, because in the actual cartoon, he's trying to get this golden harmonica. The entire show, he's trying to get this golden harmonica. He's not trying to get a hula hoop.
So, Dougie, we got a family 4-pack for Derek, and you know what? We got another pair for Justin for playing, because he's so awesome. We'll also hook him up with a pair. He doesn't get the 4-pack, but he gets a pair.
Good for you.
You know, it's Christmas, so we just want to hook people up. I've got trivia for days, guys.
Okay.
Trivia for days. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play just about the greatest Christmas song of all time.
Yeah.
Which is?
Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Nope. And then coming back, we're going to play some more Christmas trivia. So make sure you get your phone call in now.
Don't go anywhere.
Play with said Mateo.
Oh,
Mateo.
Don't do this. I see what you're about to do.
If you would like to rock Team Tam. Team Tam.
Team Tam.
All you got to do is give us a call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. And what is probably the greatest,
lamest thing,
Christmas song.
You don't want to play Dominic.
In the history of songs.
For this.
This is it.
Yeah, I'm throwing it out there, y'all. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. What is the single greatest Christmas song of all time?
Didn't see that coming.
Nope. This is Christmas plus one.
Yeah. He didn't play Dominic the Donkey because he wanted to play that.
I'm just saying.
Would you play Dominic the Donkey in the background right now for me, please? Yeah. Spite. That's what this is.
Gosh.
Spite.
Let me look
towards you and boy band culture.
Hey,
did you know that boy band or that culture is the word of the year as voted by Merriam-Webster, Tam?
No.
Culture.
Culture.
Because we have so many different cultures running around.
It's like a crazy mad scientist lab in here.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Speaking of, I'm taking...
We don't have it in the
computer. No, that's false. That's false. It's look up title.
Is I
it?
Did.
We've played it before.
Not with the new system.
Doug, would you please look up Dominic the Christmas Donkey on
He's
the internet?
Very mad at me.
And we'll play it from your computer.
It's not my fault, guys.
Dominic the Christmas Donkey, the Italian Christmas Donkey. Mm-hmm. Some old guy on the picture.
What is this that you speak of?
It's the best Christmas song ever written.
See, this is why I feel like he has a slight edge. He already won the first round.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but Balaam's donkey went on to become something a little different.
Oh my gosh.
He hiked all the way up from the Middle East into the town of somewhere Italy. He got into Italy, and there's lots of hills there, and then Santa Claus enlisted him in his golden army.
This is true.
And Dominic helps out Santa by traveling the hills of Italy.
Truth.
Are you ready? Okay. Doug's ready, if you don't mind, Steve-O. And please.
All right,
let's hit it, Doug. Thank you.
This is real life.
This is the best life. Best life now. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Dominic the Donkey. This is real.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. The Italian Christmas Donkey.
Yeah.
La, la,
his favorite
la,
Christmas song.
La, la, la,
is your mind blown right now?
La, la, la.
It sounds normal.
La, la,
it sounds like something you would write.
Yeah.
I don't write the truth. It does itself.
It sounds like this is... Woo! Where did you first hear this song?
Dawn.
Your wife.
Yeah. She introduced me to Dominic. Changed my life.
Also known as Dominic.
Dominic. She's not a donkey, though. She's a singer in a band.
This
yeah,
is right.
And she's really good.
505-338-3700. The phone number. That's
505-338-3700.
3700.
La, la, la.
Big shout out to the UNM Athletic Department for hooking us up with all these awesome tickets. We've got more tickets to the Lady Lobo games. This one up against Northern Arizona, NAU. Sunday, December 21st, 1 o'clock at the Pit. We've got another family four-pack and a parking pass.
Also, shout out to Italy for refusing to get presents from some wacky elf from the North Pole, but choosing instead to adopt a lowly farmland creature.
Wow.
Dominic. The hero.
Wow.
Yeah.
The hero of the barn, they call him.
So today, I was going to actually offer up one of my songs that was on my old pop album.
Stop it!
And I was going to give one of the songs away.
Okay.
Now, we can do this next week if you want.
Oh, I'm listening. But next week, he's not even going to be here.
Well, then that's pointless because it's between the two of you, which I wanted to do a wrap-off. And so what that is...
Christmas present wrap?
Where you're going to actually wrap. And callers call in.
Wait, like wrap, like audibly or physically?
Audibly.
Like we're wrapping presents
because
like I'm the bomb.
R-A, not W-R. And so callers call in, they give a topic. So let's try it. Let's like, okay, so I'm the caller.
Okay.
I call in and I say,
well, we need like,
I have to give you a topic.
If you can rap over this beat, then you can
have,
do anything.
You have 10 seconds to go and make one up.
10 seconds?
Okay, ready? So like, here's my topic. Ready?
Okay.
The topic is.
You're taking too long.
Christmas cheer.
Oh, that's easy.
Go, Steve-O.
Wait,
can you rap
you go
music
first.
In the background
okay.
You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay, just...
Let me get... Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
What? Here we go.
Cheer. It's a Christmas cheer this time of year. No drinking beer. We got to steer and drive and whatnots.
Whatnots?
Whatnots.
Don't get pulled over by the cop nots.
The cop nuts.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
It's okay, because they're busy eating donuts and rocking it down. I'm just kidding, police. We love you in this town, because you take care of us. We're not scared of us, because we're going to share of us. Share of us.
Okay.
Kind of rhymed. Gonna keep it going till the end of time, because that's how we do. You see?
Christmas cheer.
What? Just like booty
girls. Now I'm gonna break it down in a real cool way.
There are
I got presents for me today. I got words for you and Steve-O too. And I'd like to rap, but the song went out, so I'll stop.
So that's what I mean.
Thank you,
see?
Guys.
So then you guys have to have a wrap off.
Bless you, Doug.
And they get
a wrap off.
And they get
it's an unwrap, if you will.
You got to unwrap this gift, Tam.
Yes, dude. The Christmas present unwrapped.
That was pretty good.
Stop it.
Obviously,
terrible.
You don't listen to us
very much.
That was
pretty
much.
Good.
Because we rhyme all the time.
I would just like to throw out there that our boy Dougie Fresh actually has a mixtape floating around on the internet.
Yes! What? Are you serious?
He really does. He goes by Kanye in the industry. But anyway, he's pretty awesome.
Oh, man. 505-338.
Do not look that up.
3700 the phone number.
Go look it up.
505-338-3700. That's right. You really want a wrap-off?
I do.
Yeah, what would be better is if it was a wrap-off, us against you. Like, you should have come prepared with a rhyme.
Yeah, Tam.
I can make something.
Ooh, okay. Go. All right, not right now.
Rap on this.
Yeah, this is really difficult. The beat's like...
Oh, my
God. Rap on it.
Gonna rap on this
song. I feel like Jay-Z could find a way.
Yeah.
I dare you. Try it.
You dare me to rap on this song?
Do it.
You're not going to be able to. This is too much. It's too ingrained.
Nope. He's not a real artist if he can't.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell,
no,
rap.
No, it has to be
rap. Try to make some words up that don't sound like crap. See, you can try it, but it's not going to work.
I want to ride. Yeah, I'm
nope,
just singing.
That's the song.
Yeah, I know.
That's
505-338-3700. We need to give away these tickets. We got Lady Lobo tickets.
Somebody call in. Call in right now. Somebody out there call in.
We're not going to make you rap, I promise.
Who called a while ago and lost? They should call back.
Justin.
I gave him a pair anyways.
Because that's how we do. There are no losers on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, okay. We got one call.
Only winners.
We got one
only
call.
Only winners.
Okay.
505-338-3700. The phone number, that's 505-338-3700. Up for grabs, a family four-pack of Lady Lobo tickets for this Sunday's game.
We need one more call.
We need another one.
All right. There they are.
Here we go. I'll take it, Doug. I got two. Static!
Hi, this is Justin.
Like the same Justin?
Yeah.
You can't win again.
You already won.
You told
him to call back.
I don't even have a hand. I just went and played, man.
Okay.
Okay. But So
the other person automatically wins. Perfect. Thank you for calling,
all
Justin.
All right.
Justin, now here's the deal. Since I answered your call first, you get first dibs. Would you like to return to Team Tam, or do you want to try your luck with Team Mateo?
I'll try
to share
this time,
man. Yeah. Double or nothing.
Look at that.
Mm. Doug said, hey.
Bandwagon fan,
so
Justin.
Lose it? Mm. Oh, look. Doug says double or nothing.
Oh, double or nothing. Okay. Let's go to line one. Static.
Yo, this is Tyler from Oklahoma.
Hey, bud.
Oklahoma.
What are you going to do with the tickets?
How are you going
to? I'm going to give them to somebody in Albuquerque.
I like that.
Look at these sweet.
So basically, we have two people on the line who really can't win, and they're both going to just kind of.
Well, no, if Justin loses, we should take his tickets away.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
I like this. Just give them away to the people that call after this. All right, producer Doug, you got that? All right.
That sounds like a plan, man.
Okay. 338-3700, the phone number for everybody else who just kind of wants to score these tickets. But here we go.
Okay, here we go.
What was your name from Oklahoma?
Tyler
from Oklahoma. Thanks for hanging with us, Tyler.
Tyler calls in a lot. Thanks
Tyler
for calling,
from
bud.
Oklahoma.
Appreciate you listening.
All right, Tyler and Team Tam.
Mm-hmm.
Team Tam, Tyler. You guys
Team
get to go
Tam.
First because she's a loser from the last game. So, losers first. Ladies first.
Game.
It was ladies first. That's what. Sorry. Okay, that's good. All right, here we go.
I just fired you in my heart.
We're going to start easy for you then.
Okay.
It would have been a laugh to see Mommy doing what last night?
Oh, gosh.
What?
Are you serious?
Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh. Nicely done. Okay.
It's the wrong part of the song. That's
fine. Was seriously, seriously worried for you. Okay, Tyler, you got a point. All right, here we go. Justin, Team Tao. Here we go. On the 11th day of Christmas, what did my true love send to me? 11th
Hang
day.
On.
11th day of Christmas.
Do not go through the whole song.
Is it 11 Pipers Piping?
Wow. You, sir.
Yeah.
That's R2-D2.
That means
that's
it's
not,
right.
That's not the, yeah.
Oh. Got it.
11
wow.
Pipers Piping.
That was fast.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
Mm. Well, what can I say? I'm a Christian.
Gosh. Okay. All right, here we go.
I think. I don't...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make these too easy for you.
Okay. They're probably not going to be. I'm going to throw that out there right now.
Bing Crosby... was dreaming of a white Christmas with what?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where your dreams are. Sleigh bells in the snow.
He's dreaming of a white Christmas with what?
Tam, come on.
Do you know this one?
Yes.
Tamara, the musician from Battle Drums.
Tamara, you know what? Tamara, the professional worship leader.
The Christmas Eve service, which, by the way, there's three of them, and she'll be singing Christmas songs.
You know what? I will be rapping.
Thankfully, the lyrics are on a teleprompter because she obviously doesn't know Christmas music.
I have to memorize them.
Gosh.
But I will be rapping on Christmas.
Can I answer it?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with...
with every Christmas heart.
Are you
nice.
Serious?
With every Christmas
with
heart.
Every Christmas.
That's not a word.
Holiday. You are so. Oh my God. You're like right there.
With every Christmas. Is it a huh?
Yes. No.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Should I just put her out of her misery?
Yeah. I can't remember. Okay. I can't.
With every Christmas card I write.
There you go. Thank you, Teo. That was good. That was very good. With every Christmas card I write. I'm not giving
Christmas
you,
just, card I write.
Gosh, that was too easy. You can't steal that point.
Maybe, well, may your days be merry and bright.
Okay, we were just talking about this off air, actually. Okay. Ebenezer Scrooge, right? What was the name of Scrooge's deceased business partner?
Marley and Marley.
Okay, well, that was too fast. I didn't even finish the question.
Yep. Oh!
What was his first name?
Jacob Marley was
dead.
Wow. Yep. In the beginning, Jacob Marley was dead. It's the first line from the book or the
play.
Very good.
Oh
my gosh, you're
nicely
good. You're good. You're good.
Very, very good.
His mind's been going for a long time. That's why.
Okay.
Or I just like Christmas.
Okay, back to you.
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
You know it well. Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol.
Got it.
Yeah? What was the name of Tiny Tim's father in A Christmas Carol?
Don't Google it.
I'm not. I was...
What is the name of Tiny Tim's father?
Come on, Tim.
You need this point because this guy with the next point will win.
Can I get the first letter?
B.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Tiny Tim's
oddly enough,
dad's name.
Those are the right initials.
Yep.
Is not Bernie.
Oh my God,
Bernie.
It's
Bernie sounds like an old English name.
This is Boutros.
Boutros, which is also an old English name.
Well, it was Charles Dickens, so
also known as.
You want me to tell you? You know what it is.
Come Brutus.
You really don't know Tiny Tim's dad. Tyler, I apologize.
I forgot.
I really thought that maybe she was gonna like step up her game.
Tiny Tim's dad.
Tiny Tim's
I don't know
Christmas
it
starts
really?
With a B.
Guys.
No.
See, he doesn't even know.
Justin, okay, you know
it's
it. Justin.
Bob. It's Bob. It's Bob.
Who just texted you?
Nobody.
You're a liar.
My phone's off.
You're a liar.
My phone
Somebody
is
just
off.
Text.
Mitch is totally texting
oh,
you.
No. Oh. No. Not. Oh. No. She said, you got this, girl.
Okay, it's Bob Cratchit.
You got this, girl.
It's Bob Cratchit.
Gosh.
Bob. I said Bob.
No, sorry. Okay.
She said, you got this,
hey,
girl.
Hey, and we never think about it, but that kid's name is Tiny Tim Cratchit.
Poor guy.
That sucks.
Poor guy. That's rough.
When I mean, it was like more like Crutchit, but am I right?
But, you know, Charles Dickens.
Oh, that was so.
That was mean.
Hateful.
Whatever. I'm Chad Brad Bryan. I wear a flip-top collar.
Whatever.
And I say things like
this
that.
This is the 80s, and it's a
Gosh,
ski lodge.
You like my salmon-colored polo? Gosh.
I love salmon.
The food or the color?
Okay, go.
Okay.
Both.
What?
All right, I'm going hard for this one because you, sir,
it.
Are the king of.
We'll try. I might get it wrong.
Okay. I couldn't remember. That was a hard one to go right away
yeah,
on my
you know,
mind.
The most famous Christmas carol of all time. let's go ahead.
Wow. Ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
In the song Winter Wonderland, who do we pretend the snowman is?
Parson Brown.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Well, Justin, congratulations. You won tickets that you had already won. So thanks
for
playing.
You can give the other two to the other guy, man.
There you go. And Tyler from Oklahoma, thank you for chiming in as well.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys do a rap battle, can you do a Star Wars Christmas, please?
Star Wars Christmas.
Sure.
I think we would be great at that. Battle.
Write that down.
Okay. Star Wars Christmas rap battle.
I'm telling you, this rap battle is going to kick off.
We're going to write songs for next week.
Trust me.
Oh, wait, you can't. You won't be here.
Sorry.
Trust me.
Trust me.
So here's how it's going to work. Justin already won, and yeah. Tyler is in Oklahoma. So here's what we need. The next two phone callers at 505-338-3700. You guys are going to score tickets to see the Lady Lobos.
You literally just have to call in and give your information to Doug. You don't even have to be on the air.
You don't.
You just have to call in, and Doug will take your info, and you win.
Who Family is four Parson pack. Brown?
Parson, a Parson was a preacher.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. they would build a snowman okay. and pretend like he
How
was a preacher.
How does he know this stuff?
I'm sorry, I'm a red-blooded American that loves Christmas.
Loves Christmas.
Oh my gosh, you and your loves Tamara. Christmas.
Going okay. really easy.
Okay, go.
What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
Yeah, duh, he had a...
Oh, you're going to say the wrong thing.
I'm not going to say carrot.
Okay, good.
Because that would be wrong.
Corn cob pipe.
Corn cob pipe and a... For a nose.
And a button.
Okay.
A button
That's
nose.
Good. That's good. Job.
See, when you sing it, I can feel it.
What, why didn't you just start? You're a musician.
She's an artist.
When I hear.
You sing and she can feel it.
I can feel it.
I can feel your tears.
Okay, Mr. Christmas. This one I felt was impossible. If you received all of the gifts from the song The 12 Days of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
how many gifts would you receive?
Nope. I don't do math. Exactly.
If you received all the gifts for Christmas.
Yes. It would first be, day of Christmas.
It would be 12. You would say that.
No, wait.
But you would only sell. You'd say 12 once.
Three.
But then you would say 11.
Six. Seven,
12 eight, times. Eight, ten. 10, 12 times. Seven, nine, 12 eight, times. 14, eight, 12. 15. You would say the rest of them 12 times.
I don't know.
Right?
No?
I think
it's just no. Total.
Total. So total. It's like, well, on the 11th day,
but then
I got
you count
this.
Down.
Yeah, but you count down what you've already gotten. You've already gotten those gifts.
You don't so count just, all of them?
So you say 12 you sure? plus yeah. 11 plus okay. 10 plus 9.
Because the other
plus
day.
Plus 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5
we,
plus 4
we
plus
did
10,
an,
plus
We did an exercise, and it was the 12 days of Christmas, and you had to do everything over again every time. And that's how they counted it.
364.
Woo.
Good.
Good job. Did you read that
Tamara.
On the paper, Tam?
Nicely nope. done.
I knew it.
That was ridiculous. That was good. That's good.
Oh, we have some callers.
They're winning tickets. They're just winning tickets. Okay, wait. How about this one?
Okay, go.
In the movie Miracle on 34th Street, a man is on trial for claiming to be Santa Claus. What convinces the judge to rule in the dude's favor?
I don't know that.
Really?
Is it the testimonial of that little girl?
Nope.
What causes the judge to rule in his favor?
Yeah.
Wasn't Sir Richard Attenborough in a TV movie of this? He played John Hammond.
He was.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And it was
solid. Why don't you tell us the answer?
The U.S. Postal Service delivered mail to him.
That's hard.
Yeah. That's why I didn't do that one. Okay,
they
how
gave
about
him
this
the
one?
Santa's letters?
How about this one, Battle Drums?
Okay, go. Go.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the... Oh, what we're not doing karaoke.
What are you supposed to go tell on the mountain?
Over the hills and everywhere. That Jesus Christ is born.
Good job.
Good news.
Good job.
It's because that Jesus
it's
Christ
that
is
Jesus
born.
Christ is born. I thought you were going to say his Lord, and I was going to give you the big...
Is born.
Okay.
He was born. I seen it.
According to the song Frosty the Snowman, what kind of soul does Frosty have?
A cold one.
Okay. he's a cold soul.
Not the horror movie, Frosty.
No.
Yo, that Frosty.
Okay, that's got to be tucked away in one of the other verses, right?
No, come on.
Was a jolly soul.
Huh? Close.
Mary.
Jolly happy soul.
Jolly happy
jolly
soul.
Jolly happy soul.
Yeah.
See, it's different when you sing it.
So what's really sad is Frosty had a soul, which means when he melted, he actually died.
No. No, dude.
Oh
he was a Gnostic.
God.
He believed that his soul
Stop
would
it.
Rise above all physical material, so he actually existed.
So when,
that's
when
how
it got
he kept
warm,
coming back.
The vapors coming right. up off of him, that was actually his existence.
That was his soul.
Existence.
And then he would go through the water cycle every year.
What is the name of the snowman in Frozen?
I've never seen Frozen.
Olaf.
Boom.
Olaf. And what does Olaf say right at the very end of his song?
Happy birthday.
No.
That's Frosty.
He says, I don't even have any bones.
I've never seen it, so
that's
no
what
idea.
He says. He says he can feel it in his bones, and then he says, and I don't even have any bones. Isn't that sweet? It's
you sweet. Know what's the opposite of sweet?
Tell me.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. What do Janice and Jen want for Christmas in the song?
Not like Christmas.
Oh, come on. I know this. I know this. Okay, Janice and Jen. I know what they want. Let me sing it.
Janice and Jen, what do they want for Christmas? He just took his headphones off and plugged his ears.
They want...
Everywhere we go.
No.
Janice and Jen, all they want for Christmas. This is
oh,
it.
Oh, come on. I know this.
You can do it. You can do it. No?
Can you play the song?
No.
If you can play the song, I can get it.
No. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
We don't have that song.
Everywhere we go.
Oh, I know
Janice
what they want.
Janice and Jen want creepy things.
Dolls that go for a walk.
Isn't that... Who just texted you?
Nobody.
Who? You're a liar.
Mentally, I understood.
No, you didn't.
You're right. Because I got a text from Daniel that said Mitch has been feeding Tamara the answers the entire time.
That's not true.
And he said, now I'm going to feed them to you.
That's
Here's
not
what's
true.
Hilarious is Tamara was terrible at that game.
Right.
I.e. Mitch was terrible at
which
that game.
Which means right. I didn't check my text messages.
Nah, false.
Which is proof.
We saw you check the message and then you blanked out your screen. And turned around and said, nobody's texting me. And then it said, Michelle Branson.
Yep. Which is good, because that means you're not good at that. So
also, you need to decrease the size of the type on your screen face. What
no.
are you, like 64? You having troubles? You need some bifocals?
I do have a hard time seeing it.
So Janice and Jen wanted dolls that will talk and go for a walk.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's terrifying.
Dolls are everywhere.
I'm just saying.
If you were to write a Christmas song, what would it sound like?
Hang on. It'd go like...
Okay.
Wait. It's too personal. I don't want to sing it.
<I can't>.
Final question of the morning, because it's almost 10 o'clock and we're going to go away. First person to get it is the better person.
Okay.
Cool.
So Mitch or Daniel, who
Daniel,
has faster Google skills.
Bring your A game, buddy.
What kind of bird has gone away in the song Winter Wonderland? What kind of bird has
Blue gone bird.
Away? Boom. Wow. Okay. Well, didn't even...
This is ridiculous. Yeah. This is like... You have made this game awful.
I pitted this guy against you, not realizing...
You have made... This has been the worst.
...is his favorite thing in the universe.
Universe.
Yeah.
Hey, we should...
Yeah.
So, they say... Mm-hmm. That if you guys can pick the number immediately between each other, that you guys are on the same wavelength, then that's what I want to see.
Okay. Ready?
Okay? So no, wait. Wait.
Oh, okay.
So, Mateo, pick a number. Mateo.
Okay.
Mateo.
Between 1 and 10?
Pick a number between 1 and 5.
1 and 5?
No, that's stupid.
You have to get it right the first try.
No, come
ready?
On.
Ready? 1 and 10.
Okay,
one
pick
ten.
A number between
ready?
1 and 10.
Okay.
Say it.
1, 2, 3, quicksand.
7.
Oh.
Okay.
I said 9.
Okay, I said 7.
I said quicksand. I didn't...
Now,
I
pick a number between 1 and 5. It's 3.
No.
That's the first thing I thought of.
It was 4.
And the best part is, I would have said 9. I really
nine.
Would have.
Nine.
Like, I say 9 for everything.
Try it one more time. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
This
Go.
Is
one,
just last
two,
time.
3. 9.
8.
This is the dumbest game I've ever played.
Tamara from Battle Drums Worship.
Hey guys, seriously though, we're going to be having Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
If you guys want to see our new stuff, go online to battledrumsmusic.com. You can view some of our new stuff. You can also view kind of what we're doing, the background of who we are. And come to Christmas on Christmas Eve. There are 3 services. There's going to be a, what are the times? 2 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. 4.
Which is our family service, so kids are allowed.
That's like with the Jesus cake.
4.
Right?
Birth and
of Jesus
it's
cake.
Right, birthday. Happy birthday!
Hey, give
Happy
up that website
birthday,
one more time.
Jesus.
Battledrumsmusic.com. And just so you guys know, our 8th song was sent back from being mastered today.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
And I heard it.
Okay.
I heard it.
The one, the only Aaron Gillespie producing the new Battle Drums Worship record.
Absolutely, he is.
Excited about
he's
that.
He's doing great. I'm so proud of him, man. He's working hard.
Is he back yet from
No, but he comes back on the 18th, and then we'll just get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go again. We're going to do 2 songs while he's here.
Okay.
Nice.
So it's going to be intense.
Excited
also, we have a little surprise during Christmas. There will be something that you're going to want regarding our album.
Like me specifically?
You and the rest of the world.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect.
We're going to give you a little something, and I'd like to say that it's going to be free 99.
Okay,
as an F-R-E-E dollars.
Plus $99.
Plus $99.
So essentially almost $100.
And 99 cents, which means...
So if you're rich...
Yes, this is for you. I'm excited about
that.
We will be doing
a little giveaway during Christmas, and so if you guys want to come, we would love that.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of a surprise,
giveaway
sort of what we're doing.
For free.
I love this time of year because as musicians, obviously, music is very near and dear to our hearts.
Yes, it is.
And so earlier this morning, we had our boy Fernando Ortega in studio talking about tomorrow night.
Yes.
You do not want to miss tomorrow night's worship service either.
Miss it.
This whole season of awesomeness, I just love it.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Fernando's awesome.
He's a really, really great guy.
We've had some good guys come the last 3 weeks,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cool.
So I really enjoyed...
Doyle Dykes made me cry.
I really enjoyed the children's pageant. That was a lot of fun.
That was not... Was that here?
Yeah, dude. Wednesday,
bro. Did you say a children's pageant?
Yes, bro.
The Christmas pageant.
Yes, the Hallelujah Choir.
You mean the His Choir?
His Praise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a children's pageant?
You're
from the South.
Gosh.
I'll give it to you.
Is that not what it is?
I don't know.
Hey,
I
look
just,
at me. Don't
I,
look at
I nodded.
It's not.
I was like, yeah, man, no, it was great.
I get it. Yep, his
we
choir.
We have a couple of little girls that call in every Monday from Mad Lib Monday,
yeah.
And one was a shepherd, and one was an angel, and they were the sweetest ones.
They were the best.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
They were adorable.
Well, that is it for us. We are out. I guess I should play the outro music. We've been playing Christmas music so long that
yeah.
I forgot we actually had an outro.
We've got an outro.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. Tamara, thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
You're welcome. I'm really sorry I did so bad on the trivia.
It was fantastic.
Nope.
Fantastic.
It was tamtastic.
Tamtastic is the better way to
it
say
it.
Tamtastic fits much better.
It's got to be a better way. And that was it.
Okay.
Bless
guys,
you.
They're going to redo, or they're going to do a New Music Tuesday recap in the midday.
Right. Coming up
with
anew.
Mitch and Steve-O.
Yeah.
Right. And then DJ Bossman Dan will do an encore this afternoon.
So good. All right.
Sweet Ola.
If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings for the podcast. That is it for us.
Woo!
We'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Later, guys.
You're the best.
Thank you for coming, Tam.
Thanks, guys.
For reals. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static? Static?